It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hi, welcome back to Duncan Field. Hastings wins game number one here tonight over the Tigers of Dakota Westland, winning by a score of 7-4 as we're getting ready for game number two here tonight. Dakota Westland now 16-23 on the season, 6-9 in the conference. Hastings at 19-19, 7-8 in the conference. Mike Will, Tyson Ivronik here at Duncan Field, and the Broncos, they finally get back to the 500 mark at 19-19. Maybe not a big jump, but mentally, I think it is. And the Broncos, they can go for a sweep here tonight over the Tigers.
Well, certainly a big jump, and a big jump in terms of the conference standings. As we mentioned heading into today, conference standings with the last six games to play, so tight from second all the way down to that 10 spot in the conference. Still anybody's race here in the GPAC conference standings. The Broncos picking up some momentum on a team that had a lot of momentum coming into today after a sweep over Doan, and so Broncos shutting the door, and we'll see here what we get in game number two.
All right, the second game is just now getting underway as Dakota Westland will get up to the plate first. Tyler Johnson will be your leadoff hitter here for Dakota Westland. I don't know what it is about baseball coaches, but we just now got the starting lineups for Dakota Westland.
Unbelievable. We had a heck of a time getting them from the first game. And then in game number two, you mentioned two or three times he made an audible on his baseball lineup, and we just no sooner got it on our piece of paper on the scorebook here, and then we got underway here for our second game. So
we'll finish up our bookwork here in the first two or three innings. Fortunately, this is a nine-inning ball game here for game number two. Xander Schmidt is on the mound for Hastings here in the second ball game. Here's a ball that's going to be hit in foul territory. He's going to get over here out of play. Tyler Johnson is the guy up to the plate. So Xander Schmidt is the pitcher here for Hastings. His overall record this year, 2 wins and 2 losses, 5.20 is his earned run average. He's making his 7th appearance of the season. 27 2/3 innings pitched, giving up 28 hits and 16 runs. All 16 of those have been earned. 11 baseball balls and 12 strikeouts. Team's batting .286 against him. So Xander Schmidt, right-handed thrower here. As he comes to the plate, it's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, we saw Xander for a number of years with Hastings 5 Points Bank, and now he's playing here for his hometown team, the Hastings College Bronco baseball team. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks it. So the leadoff hitter, Tyler Johnson, draws a walk here in the top half of the first inning, and now Ben Ladner is going to come to the plate next. He's the catcher. So just a couple of changes for Dakota Westland in this lineup for game number two, but it took an awful long time for their coaching staff to come up with this lineup. So this might be the magical lineup here for the Tigers today.
Well, I've always thought from when you're dealing with baseball lineups, at least at my level that I've been used to coaching, if you do too much tinkering, it sometimes doesn't work in your favor. So as you mentioned, a lot of changes, a lot of scratching out, and of course Dakota Westland, they're trying to find a way back into the win column on two teams that were very similar on paper heading into today too.
Ladner takes a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. They've got a base runner at first base. That's Tyler Johnson. Hastings winning the first ball game. There's the ball hit right back to Xander Schmidt. He falls down on the pitcher's mound. That's going to be ruled an out, I do believe in it.
Yeah, we have so it was a bunt that was a pop fly caught by Xander Schmidt for the out, and as he tried to turn two, his foot got loose a little bit in the grass and couldn't make the play over. So one down and one on here.
Xander fell down as he was attempting to throw to a first base because Tyler Johnson, he was about halfway to a second base in the play. Kind of took my eyes off of things there for a second, but Xander actually comes up with that ball there to record the first out. So now he's going to go to work on Jared Nealon next. He's the right fielder. So a man stays at first base. That's Tyler Johnson. Hastings had a chance to maybe double him up at first base, but Xander could not make the throw as he falls down to the turf on the seat of his pants here as he tries to rotate toward first base. So there's one man out, one man on. We're in the top half of the first inning, a nine-inning ball game here for game number two tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it is now 1-1 to Jared Nealon. One thing about Xander Schmidt, he doesn't throw the ball real hard. In fact, I sat there the entire time he was with Hastings 5 Points Bank and says, how does this guy hang in there? How does this guy throw strikes? But, yeah, he's always around the strike zone. And he lets his defense do the work. That one is off of the glove of the shortstop there for Hastings. And we're going to have an error chalked up, I do believe, on the Broncos to get things started here in this first inning of play as Jared Nealon gets aboard here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They're going to give him a base hit on the play. That would have been a tough play for the shortstop for Hastings College. Brandon Utrep is into the ball game still at shortstop. He knocks the ball down, but right on the edge of the outfield grass. So they give him a base hit here. So now Dakota Wesleyan has got runners on at first and second base and only one man out here in the first inning of play. As Austin Calhoun will come to the plate next. Calhoun will bet from the left-hand side. He did not play in game number one here today for Dakota Wesleyan. So Austin Calhoun comes into the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. Calhoun is a junior from Winter High School here for the Tigers. Calhoun has got a .316 batting average, making his 21st appearance of the season here in this ball game. .316 is his batting average, 12 out of 38 from the plate. He's got two doubles, a triple, no home runs, and seven RBIs. He has walked four times. He has struck out four times. So Calhoun, one of the rare left-handed hitters here for Dakota Wesleyan in this doubleheader so far. He's got a count of two balls and no strikes. Here comes the next one from Xander. It's going to be down low for a ball. You certainly don't want to fall behind Dakota Wesleyan early in the ball game, but here we go. It's two men on here in the first inning of play. Dakota Wesleyan jumped on the Broncos in game number one, 2-0, before Hastings came back and put a five spot up in inning number two. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Xander. It's going to be down low for a ball. It is now three balls and one strike to Austin Calhoun. Neil Nagel would be next. He's the first baseman here for Dakota Wesleyan. We're in game number two here tonight at Duncan Field. Hastings winning the first contest by the score of 7-4 over the Tigers. Here comes the next pitch, hit to the right side of the diamond. Charging is Lockerbie at first base. He just touches the bag to record the outs. But the runners advance now to second and third base on the play. Hit right to Lockerbie at first base. He just goes over and touches the bag to record the out on Austin Calhoun. And now we're going to see Neil Nagel up there next. He's playing at first base again for Dakota Wesleyan here in game number two. Nagel started the day with a batting average of .349. It was kind of a tough out in game number one. He had a two-run double in the first inning of play. He had a single, grounded out, and he had another single in the seventh inning of play. So he was 3-for-4 against the Hastings pitching staff in game number one. He's got a chance to do some damage here with base runners on at second and third base. Nobody out. Actually, two men out. No scores in yet for Dakota Wesleyan here in the top half of the first inning. Xander Schmidt working here for the Broncos. Winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. Has now no balls and two strikes.
And Niggle's going down a little bit. Fouled it off the inside of his shin. And from batter's perspective, that is one of the worst places to foul off when it goes right back down into your shin. And he's going to take a little bit of a walk here behind home plate. You were talking a little bit about Xander Schmidt and about his, you mentioned he's not a power thrower by any stretch of the imagination. You look at baseball, some of the better pitchers that have really long careers are pitchers like, for instance, a Greg Maddux, who does not throw the ball over, you know, anything over mid-80s, but his ability to locate. And Xander's got that ability to locate. And when you're painting the corners, if you will, you can go a really long distance into baseball games.
No balls and two strikes is your count here on Neil Nagel. Here's the windup in the pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field coming on for Hastings. And making the play out there is going to be Ryan Schrod. So Neil Nagel flies out to Schrod out there in right field. So the good runners are second and third base here in the first inning, but nothing across the plate. Dakota Wesleyan scores no runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The score, Dakota Wesleyan, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wells, Tyson Aronik back out here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. In the scoreboard so far, Mount Barney, Nebraska Wesleyan playing in Lincoln. Mount Barney has won both games today, 5-3 and 7-0 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Briarcliff over Doan, 5-4 in the first game of two. Morningside beating Concordia, 7-5 in the first game of two. Dakota Wesleyan losing to Hastings here by the score of 7-4. So Hastings and the Tigers squaring off here in game number two. Dakota Wesleyan with nothing across the plate in the top half of this inning. Might excuse me just for a second. I'm doing my final book work here. Thanks to the length of the Tiger coaching staff had in between games to devise a roster here in this one. Dustin Steckler is going to be your pitcher for Dakota Wesleyan here in game number two today. Steckler is a junior from Garrison High School. So Steckler comes out there. He's going to throw against Hastings. His overall record is sitting at no wins and one loss on the season. Drew McGee is going to come to the plate. He'll lead things off for Hastings College. Steckler, 0-1. They're 0-1 in the season. He's thrown 23 innings so far, giving up 25 hits, 14 runs. 10 of those have been earned. 6 base on balls, 16 strikeouts. Team's batting a hefty .362 on the season against him. So Drew McGee is at the plate. He's the designated hitter for Hastings here in game number one. McGee, he was the hero in the first ball game. He was the DH. He was 2-for-4 at the plate in the first ball game with the 4 RBIs. There's the ball hit to the shortstop. He comes over to first base. That's going to be in time, and Drew McGee is retiring the play from short to first. Now Ryan Schrod is coming up there next. He's out in right field here for the Broncos in game number two. I never thought I would rely on your penmanship to get me through the game, but thanks for filling out the Hastings side of the scorebook here. Your penmanship has never been one of your best assets.
No.
But I'll rely on your penmanship to get me through this in the second ball game here today. Ryan Schrod is your second batter to come to the plate here. He's the right fielder. He'll bat from the left-hand side here for Hastings against the pitcher for Dakota Wesleyan, Dustin Steckler. He's a right-handed thrower. He winds and delivers. There's a bouncing ball again. Left side picked up there at third base. Johnson, he goes across the diamond. That's going to be in time. So two quick outs here for Hastings. One ball hit to the shortstop. The other one hit to the third baseman. And now Jake Steets comes to the plate next. Steets is the second baseman. Wears number 28 in that white uniform here this afternoon for Hastings College. Steets was 0-for in game number one, hit into a double play. Actually, he did have a base hit. Steets had a base hit in the second inning of play, and he grounded out, and he flew out in his 4 plate appearances here for Hastings College. The Broncos hammering out a total of 7 base hits in the opener, but picked up the win. 7-4 over Dakota Wesleyan. Steets takes a pitch up high for a ball. The next one is going to be outside and down low for another ball, and Steets gets ahead on the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Steets started the day with a batting average of .306. So both Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan tied with the Broncos in that log jam at the bottom of the standings for the final playoff spot. They both lost today in the first game of their doubleheaders. In fact, Nebraska Wesleyan dropping 2 games. Concordia also lost. So Hastings with a big win in the opener moves ahead of that log jam down there. 4 teams battling for the final 2 spots in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament that gets underway next week. So Hastings is ahead of the pack and into the tourney as we speak right now. Here comes the next pitch hit. Right back to the pitcher. He makes a leaping grab and he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. And the Broncos go down in order here in inning number one. That was a nice grab there by Dustin Steckler, the pitcher, as he climbs the ladder to grab that baby. Gets it over to first base. Neil Nagel in time. And the inning is over for Hastings. Broncos scored no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number two with a score Hastings nothing and Dakota Wesleyan nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon and this evening on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We move to the top half of the second inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. Cole Wanati, also Chris Combs, and Dominique Sastabini coming up to the plate here for Dakota Wesleyan. There's a ground ball towards short. Utrep has got it. He goes to first, and that's just in the nick of time over there. Wanati's got some good wheels as he gets down the line there. That play was very close at first base, but they get the out over there on a nice throw by Brandon Utrep, the shortstop. Chris Combs coming up there next. He's the center fielder. Combs played in the first ball game as well for Dakota Wesleyan. He batted in the number 9 slot in the first ball game. He was 1-for-3 in that contest. Flew out once, grounded out once, and had a single. Ball hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Xander reaches down for it but can't grab it. It goes trickling into the center field for a base hit. So Chris Combs hammers one, and he's on the base pads now. That's his second base hit of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan here in this one. And now coming up to the plate is going to be Dominique Sastabini. He's from the City College of San Francisco. He got in there as a pinch hitter in game number 1 and grounded out. He now enters the right-hand batter's box, does a little Sastabini grounds keeping over there in the right-hand batter's box. And now he takes a pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strike to Dominique. Lincoln Neugenbauer is coming up there next for Dakota Wesleyan.
If there was 13 letters in a last name, they're going to throw him in game 2.
There's a ground ball towards short. Utrep has got it. He goes to first, and that's going to be in time. That records the out over there. So two men out. Chris Combs moves down to a second base in the play. So Utrep deciding not to go for the double play ball there. He goes over to first base to get the sure out. Moving down to second was Combs.
Well, a big part of that was Cole Wendell, by the way, Mike, was in motion on that play. They had sent the runner, so he was about halfway by the time Utrep was able to get the ball. It would have been and he had the sure out just to go over to first base. Good play. If you go to second, you don't get it, then you run the risk of not getting either.
Here's a Lincoln Neugenbauer to the plate now. He's a hometown boy and went to Mitchell High School, sophomore. Lincoln Neugenbauer. He appeared in the first ball game as well for Dakota Wesleyan as a pinch hitter. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Actually, it was a pinch runner. Did not get an official at-bat in that first ball game, but he did have a couple of pinch running opportunities against the Broncos in the first one. One ball, one strike, two men out here in the second inning of play. The Tigers and the Broncos in game number 2 of our college baseball doubleheader tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Xander's next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Eric Anderson doing the catching for Hastings here in game number 2 with Xander Schmidt on the mound. Michael Lockerbie at first base. Jake Steets at second. Bradley Utrep at third base. And Reed Stone is over there at third base for Hastings. Or Brandon Utrep at shortstop. There's a ground ball to second, picked up there by Steets. He goes to first, and the inning is over. But just like that, the Broncos give up that one single to Chris Combs. But three ground ball outs, and Hastings gets out of this as second inning of play. Dakota Wesleyan, no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing, and Dakota Wesleyan nothing.
It's official. Charter Spectrum, America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice company, is now able to deliver the best business services at the best prices, period. Charter Business is now Spectrum Business. Now your business can get unbelievably fast internet speeds up to 60 megabits per second for just $39.99 a month, enabling your team to be much more productive and for less than with 6 meg AT&T DSL. Add voice for only $29.99 a month per line, and you'll have more than double the business phone features you get with the phone company. Unlimited long distance, too. Spectrum Business gives you all this with no contracts, no hidden fees, and no taxes like the other guys charge. So consider this your wake-up call. Call 855-853-0060. Get faster internet for just $39.99 a month, plus voice for $29.99 a month when bundled. Charter Business is now Spectrum Business. Call 855-853-0060 today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Tyson Ivronic back here at Duncan Field. Hastings College Baseball and 1230 KHAS. We'll give you the menu for tonight, our full smorgasbord of baseball action for you around the diamond here on Platte River Radio. We've got the second ball game between Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska playing tonight, the Huskers at home to take on Kansas State. We've got the action on ESPN 1550 KICS. That ball game is just now getting started. The Kansas City Royals are going to be at home tonight as they play the Minnesota Twins, the second game of a three-game series there after Kansas City won last night. Pre-game show is underway. First pitch will be at 7:05 tonight. You'll catch the action for the Royals on your home and away voice for Kansas City this year. The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Lockerbie hits one to right field. That's going to be over the head of Neugenbauer. Lockerbie pulls up at second base with a stand-up double. So Lockerbie finally gets a hold of one as he sends that one out to a right field over the head of Lakin Neugenbauer. And Lockerbie pulls up at second base with a double.
Yeah, Lockerbie finally gets off the schneid. It was 0 for 3 in that first game, and finally the cleanup hitter comes through with a big shot out to right field. And that's interesting because look at the flags. When we started this ballgame, they were blowing straight out to center. We had about an inning and a half where they then were blowing out to left, and now we're blowing out to right, and Lockerbie uses that. Ball sails over the right fielder's head, and the Broncos got a runner in scoring position here in the top, or excuse me, the bottom of the second.
That's the 12th double of the season for Michael Lockerbie. He takes his lead down there at second base, and now the pitcher, Steckler, is going to wheel that way. And back in there is going to be Lockerbie. He's not really a base-stealing threat. He's kind of a big guy. Doesn't have a blazing speed, but he does have one stolen base on the season. He's one for one in stealing bases. Takes his lead down there right now at second base. Steckler looks that way, offers one to the plate, and the pitch is going to be high and away for a ball. And it's one ball and no strikes here to Reed Stone. So Stone batting in the number five position here for Hastings in game number two. That's where he was at in game number one. He had one base hit in four trips to the plate. He was hit by a pitch in one of those opportunities in game number one. Here comes the next pitch to Stone. A big cut there and a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike down to Reed Stone, the Sutton, Nebraska native. Nick Williams coming up there next, and then Brandon Utrep for Hastings College as the Broncos trying to do some damage here in the second. This is the inning that Hastings teed off in game number one. They had five runs in the second inning of play in the first ball game. There's a bunt laid down on the third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. So now the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes.
Reed Stone just trying to move Lockerbie over into third base so that you can have a situation where you're talking about a pop fly might score him, and just rolls foul there. He'll try again here with two strikes.
Stone, one of the very few left-handed hitters in this ball game here today. So Stone re-enters the left-hand batter's box. He has a count of one ball and two strikes as he waits on the pitch here from Steckler. He comes set. Looks at Lockerbie at second, delivers one to the plate, swung on, foul tap, right back into the glove with a catcher. Then Ladner, and Reed Stone strikes out. He becomes the first strikeout victim here for Steckler, and that's going to bring up Nick Williams next. Game time temperature for game number two is going to be 66 degrees. We now have a mostly cloudy sky. Winds will be out of the northwest, they say, at 14 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. So they're down just a little bit here for game number two. Supposed to be chilly before we get out of here tonight. Temps down in the mid to lower 30s. Calling for the lows here tonight. Probably won't have the windows up at the conclusion of the ball game here tonight.
I was going to say, I was going to wear shorts and flip-flops out here today. Then I kind of took a glance at the forecast.
This place is equipped with heat, though.
Huh.
No balls in one strike now to Nick Williams batting in the number six position for Hastings. Nick playing out in left field again for Hastings in game number two. He swats this one foul. First base side. Get occupied by the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Dressed in their gray baseball pants here this afternoon. They're blue tops, white numerals. Hastings, they're all white uniforms here this afternoon with their crimson numbers and crimson trim. No balls and two strikes here to Nick Williams. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. So Williams now looking at kind of one ball and two strikes. There's one man out here in the inning. Michael Lockerbie still down there at second base for Hastings. Williams in the first ball game had one base hit. That was a double in the fourth inning of play. He was also hit by a pitch, and that's a second inning. Here comes the next pitch to him, a curveball that's going to miss down low. Now he kind of sitting at two balls and two strikes. Williams, a 276 hitter to start the day here today. So two balls, two strikes, one man out. Lockerbie takes his lead down there at second base for Hastings. And here comes the next pitch to Nick Williams. It's swung on. That's going to be hit to left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up out there by Johnson, the left fielder. He gets it back quickly to the infield. Hastings has runners on at the corners at first and third. So Nick Williams gets a base hit. That moves Lockerbie over to third base on the play. And now Brandon Utrep, the shortstop, coming up there next. Utrep in the first ball game. Popped one back to the pitcher. Then he had a single, and he reached on an error. It was officially 1-for-3 in the ball game against Dakota Wesleyan in the first game. Batting average to start the day was at 194. So he comes up there now with a chance to be the hero early in this ball game with the runners on at first and third base. Only one man out. Steckler's going to work from the stretch now. Runners on at first and third. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Ladner is up out from behind the plate in a hurry. Trying to keep those base runners close. Eric Anderson, the catcher, will be next. And then Donato Santos for Hastings as they bat here in the bottom half of the second inning. This one's scheduled for 9 again in the game number 2 of the doubleheader. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes.
Mike, these are the kind of situations that if you're Hastings College, that if you're really going to get into the heart of this GPAC mix, and if you're even looking at making a run here in the postseason, these are the kind of opportunities you need to cash in on. You get a leadoff, double, then a single, and now you're towards the bottom of the order. Opportunity with runners on the corners, only one out.
Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And this has been where Hastings has had some problems this year. Runners on in scoring position, and they can't get the timely hit to score runs. Three balls and no strikes here. Utrep winning here in the right-hand batter's box. Steckler comes set, fires one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Taking all the way on that one, and now it's 3-1. Head coach Steve Sponberg down in the third base coaching box, delivering the signals there. Blake Marquardt over here in the first base box. Steckler again comes set, and he throws one over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Nick Williams for Hastings. Broncos 21 out of 34 in the stealing bases so far this season. Not a real base-stealing threat. Three balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Nearly hits him. Brandon Utrep gets a walk here. So now Hastings has the bases loaded. Utrep heads down to first base. Nick Williams moves down to second. Michael Lockerbie is still over here at third base. That's the first walk of the ball game by Brandon Utrep. And now Eric Anderson comes to the plate next for Hastings. Anderson did not play for the Broncos in game number one. His batting average at 149 on the year. He's got 47 base hits and, let's see, he's got to 7 base hits and 47 trips to the plate so far this year for Hastings College as he comes to the plate for the first time here in this twin bill. There's a big swing and a miss by Anderson. No balls and one strike. Anderson with those 7 hits. All 7 of them have been singles. He's got 5 RBIs to his credit, 5 strikeouts, and no walks. Eric Anderson batting in the number 8 position here. Waits on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be a fastball up high. And it's now 1-1. Anderson is really the third pitcher or the third catcher that they use here on a regular rotation. Xander Schmidt is the other one. He's on the hill tonight for the Broncos. Grant Krause, he caught game number 1. So Eric Anderson having a chance to play here in game number 2. Bouncing ball toward third. That's going to be in foul territory.
On deck, Mike, Donato Santos, a guy who came in with one for two earlier today, had an RBI, but as you mentioned in the pregame show, Santos hitting in that 9 position. He's had a really good week here for Hastings College, and we'll see here if we get a chance to see Santos up to bat with an opportunity to plate some ribbies too, as Anderson sitting at a 1-1 count here with one out to go.
All right, Steckler looks in for the sign from his catcher, Ben Ladner. He's got it. Works from the stretch as he throws one to the plate. It's going to be down low, and Ladner with a good block there behind the plates. That was down in the dirt. That would have squirted through there. Micah Lockerbie could have rumbled home here from third base. No score in the ballgame. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings. GPAC College baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Steckler against next pitch. It's going to be out of the way in the first base side out of play. So Anderson hanging tough. 2-2. Hastings College softball team, by the way, lost to Doan in the first game of a doubleheader this afternoon, 5-4. That gave Doan the regular season championship. Hastings gave up 4 runs in the bottom half of the 7th inning as the Tigers claimed the regular season championship in softball. And here's Anderson, a swing and a miss. And he goes down on strikes. That's the second strikeout of the ball game for Steckler. Dustin Steckler, the pitcher. And now Donato Santos coming to the plate next. Tyson mentioned that Santos had a good ball game last night in the doubleheader against the Lancers of Mount Marty. Santos was 3 out of 7 from the plate. Had a double in the second ball game that scored a run. Also, he scored a run himself. So Santos 3 out of 7. Last night of the ball game against the Mount Marty. Santos had a base hit in game number 1 in 2 trips. There's a big swing and a miss. He was hit by a pitch. He struck out once. Then he singled in the 5th inning. So officially 1-for-2 from the plate and 3 plate appearances in game number 1. Starting off with a batting average of .346 this afternoon. No balls and 1 strike. Broncos have the bases loaded here in the 2nd inning of play. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. 1-1. Golden opportunity here for Hastings to plate some runs to grab the lead in the 2nd. 1-1 with 2 men out. Santos opening up the stance a little bit here in the left-hand batter's box. Here comes a pitch. Bouncing ball towards short. Fielded there.
Tough.
Grabbed, and everybody's going to be safe. Seth DeBeanie came in on the edge of the grass to grab it. And I don't know if he... I'll tell you what, Santos, he gets down the line. He didn't think he had to play there. And he was looking for somewhere to throw the ball, and there was nowhere to do it. And the run comes in to score. Base hit there by Santos to drive home a run.
It was going to be a tough chopper for Sestabini to make a play at a high chopper there. And with Santos' speed, he can turn a high chopper into a base hit just like that. And that's exactly what happened. No errors really on the play, I don't think. By the time he got to the ball, Santos already sitting on first base.
That's going to be a base hit for Donato. That gives Hastings a 1-0 lead here in the 2nd inning of play. Bases are still loaded. Now Drew McGee, the hero from game number 1, coming up there next.
Remember last time he had the bases loaded, he cleared him with a triple.
Well, he can stand that right now. He had 2 hits and 4 RBIs in game number 1 as he fouls away this next pitch. That's now 2-2. So McGee's going to have to work from behind here in this at-bat. Started the day with a batting average of .328. That was in the 2nd inning as well in game number 1. Had that 3-run triple to propel Hastings to a big 5-run inning. And the Broncos went on to win the opener by a score of 7-4. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low. Again, a good stop there by Ben Ladner, the catcher for Dakota Wesleyan. Ladner's behind the plate. Nagel's at first base. Wanati is on at second base. Sastabini is your shortstop. And then you got Tyler Johnson over here at third base. Johnson out of the outfield as well with Combs and Neugenbauer. Next ball hit right to third base, running over and touching the bag and catching the force out there is going to be Johnson, and the inning is over. But Hastings able to play to run here in the second inning of play. Hastings with one run on a total of three base hits. No errors on Dakota Wesleyan, and the Broncos leave three here in the second inning. Two innings in the books. Game number two here tonight at Duncan Field, and Hastings to score. The Broncos one, and Dakota Wesleyan nothing.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And then went into nurse's training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's going to need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Xander Schmidt on the mound here for Hastings in game number two. He's now worked into the third inning as we have got the top of the order coming up here for the Tigers. This is Tyler Johnson. He takes a whack at that one, a fastball by Xander. Can't get around it. He falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. Tyler Johnson, he had a base on balls back there in inning number one. So Tyler Johnson is back up there for the second time here in the third. Hastings now out on top by a score of 1-0. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes now on Tyler Johnson. He was hitless in game number one. Actually, he did have a base hit. One base hit. That was in the second inning of play. Struck out once and struck out again and struck out again. There's a ground ball towards short, charging his Utrep. He's got it. He goes over to first, and that's going to be close, but they get him over there. Brandon Utrep had a solid game here tonight at shortstop as Tyler Johnson is retired in the play from short to first.
I think that's maybe his fourth or fifth putout that he's had over there at shortstop, getting the ball over to their first base. And again, he's had a couple of them where they've been right down to the line, but he's done a great job timing that out and making sure he's got plenty of time to make the throw over and get the out.
Here's Ben Ladner next. He's the catcher for Dakota Wesleyan. He popped one back to the pitcher, attempting to bunt back there in the first inning of play. So Ladner's 0-for-1 here in this ball game. He did not record a base hit in the opener here today. So Ladner, it's 0 for his last bunch.
I think he had a walk in the first game.
Yeah, had a walk in the seventh inning and flew out a couple of times and also fouled out to the first baseman. There's the ball. Now he's, he's still hitless. Dropping back on the edge of the outfield grass for Hastings was Jake Steets as he grabs that one. Looked like it was going to go farther, maybe over the head of Steets, but he backs up and grabs out. That was a pretty easy play at second base by Jake Steets of the Broncos. That's going to bring up Jared Nealon next. He's the right fielder. Nealon had a single his first time up there. Started the day with a batting average of .316. Moving up from number four to number three in the batting order here for game number two as he fouls away this first pitch into the dugout for Dakota Wesleyan, and he falls behind it. No balls and one strike. We're in the top half of the third inning. This one's scheduled for 9 tonight in game number 2. After the Broncos won the first game by a score of 7-4 over the Tigers. There's a check swing. He did not go around with it. And the count is at 1-1. Hastings will play Nebraska Wesleyan on Thursday. 5 o'clock starting time here at Duncan Field on the air with the Pepsi pregame show at 4:45 on 1230 KHIS. There's another curveball by Xander. He's going to miss down low for a ball. It's now 1-2. So a busy week for the Broncos, playing 8 games here in the final week of the regular season because of the rain that we had over the weekend. There's the ball hit toward right, and it's going to be grabbed out there by Ryan Schrod, and the Tigers go down in order here in inning number three. Dakota Wesleyan with no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Hastings College 1, Dakota Wesleyan nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia has come back to beat Morningside in the second half of their doubleheader in college baseball action by a score of 2-0 after Morningside wins the first one 7-5. So Concordia is one of those teams that are in that that log jam with Hastings. So Concordia splits their doubleheader today. Nebraska Wesleyan, another team that was tied with Hastings, they lost both of their ball games.
Mike, just an update on Hastings College softball versus Doan. The Broncos down 4-3 as they head to the top of the seventh here. They've scored one in the top of the seventh with, looks like, two on and one away here. Top of the seventh, Hastings College and Doan in softball action.
There's a ball hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So Ryan Schrod gets things started here in the third inning with a base hit to left field. By the way, the Hastings College softball team, they lost their opener to Doan today by a score of 5-4. That gave the Tigers the GPAC regular season championship. Hastings still fighting for second place in the conference this year. And with that, they would get to host one of the GPAC sites next week. They have a very similar tournament format as the baseball people went to this year. So the top two seeds in softball will also host the GPAC tournament next week. With four teams at each site. I'm not a real believer of that one. It's been eight teams at one site for years and years and years, and now for some reason they have a split up the GPAC tournament. They'll play at two different sites, and then they'll play off the champion a couple of days later. Not a big fan of that format. Hastings with a base runner on at first base. This is Jake Steets at the plate, and the pitch by Steckler is going to be outside for a ball. It was just more of a tournament atmosphere when you get all eight teams. Normally it was alternating between the north and the south, so to speak. Played it up in South Dakota and up in Sioux City a couple of times. And then they alternate with a site usually down here in Hastings. There's a bunt laid down, a sacrifice. It's going to be fielded there by Steckler, who gets it over to first base in time to catch Steets. But he does the job and getting Ryan Schrod down to second base. Ball is going to be down low as they pitch to Michael Lockerbie, who had
it's up there during the basketball season.
Yeah, I get my frequent visitor miles and everything up there, my hotel reservations. I really need to just rent a condo during the sports season. We spent a lot of time up in Sioux City. Here's Lockerbie at the plate. One ball and one strike to him. There's the ball hit to left field. Nobody out there. That's going to roll for a while. A runner's going to come in and score. Schrod is around third, heading into second base. A head-first slide. He didn't need to do that. The throw didn't come in. But Lockerbie gets his second double of this ball game. That one was hit to left field down the line. And the left fielder, Michael Johnson, was pulled over. There was nobody out there. And Lockerbie gets an easy double to left field that scores another run. And the Broncos have the lead.
That's one of those times where a defensive shift will backfire on a guy. If you're playing a guy based on tendencies, his tendency so far has been to hit the ball either straight to center or maybe right center. We saw one over the right fielder's head. So you're playing a tendency there. Left a huge gap in left field. And Lockerbie finds it for a big RBI double for the Broncos.
He's having a good start to this ball game here. Two doubles and a run scored. He's also got an RBI now. Reed Stone comes to the plate next. Hastings with five base hits already in the first three innings of this ballgame. Reed Stone comes up there next. Stone, he struck out his first time up there in inning number two. So Reed comes back up here with a man on at second base. Here comes the pitch by Steckler. It's going to be outside for a ball as Dustin misses. And now Ben Ladner is going to go out and have some words with Dustin Steckler on the mound. Reed Stone in the ball game yesterday against Mount Marty in the doubleheader. He was 3-for-7 at the plate. Scored a run, walked once, struck out once. Stone in the first ball game here was hit by a pitch, grounded out, singled, and he struck out once. 2-0 is the score now. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos looking for a sweep. And that would be huge in the GPAC conference race after they picked up a 7-4 win in the opener. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses. And the count is sitting at 2-1 now on Reed Stone for Hastings, batting in the number 5 position. Lockerbie is your base runner at second base. He takes his lead down there. Center fielder Chris Combs pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there as they play defense against Stone. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Actually, they're going to call it a strike as they say Reed went around and they check swing. Fans don't like that, but the home plate umpire rings up a strike. 2-2 here with one man out. Here comes the next pitch. It's on the way, swing and a miss, and Stone goes down for the second time here in this ballgame. Now 3 strikeouts in the ball game by Dustin Steckler. Now Nick Williams is going to come to the plate next. Williams had a single back there in the second inning of play. So Williams comes to the plate. He's got a couple of base hits in this doubleheader so far. He had a double in the fourth inning of play in game number one. Here comes the pitch to him. It's swung on and missed. And the count is sitting at 2-1. So Dustin Steckler so far, he's got 3 strikeouts in the ball game. He has walked one guy, and he's given up 5 base hits and a couple of runs. Nick Williams waiting here in the right-hand batter's box for Hastings. Here's the next pitch on the way, swing and a miss. So all of a sudden, the Broncos having trouble finding contact here. Lockerbie is your base runner down there at second base. He found contact as he had a double in left field. But now Nick Williams is behind in the count of 2-2 with a couple of men out here in the inning. Steckler working for the stretch. Throws one to the plate. It's going to be fouled away in front of the Dakota Wesleyan dugout down here in the first base side. Count remains at 2-2.
So far, pretty good game here for Hastings College, or a pretty good day here for Hastings College, and I think consistency, one of the things that we were looking for today. So far, I've seen that from the Bronco offense. The sticks have been going really well for them, and it's been up and down the lineup.
Here's the next pitch. It's hit on the ground toward third. It's going to be in foul territory.
A lot of different players for the Broncos contributing this afternoon.
Drew McGee, a couple of hits and 4 RBIs in the first game. Reed Stone had a base hit. Williams had a base hit. Grant Krause had a base hit. Utrep and Donato Santos all recording base hits in the opener here today for Hastings College in their 7-4 win. They've got 5 base hits already in game number 2, leading by a score of 2-0, and the next pitch comes in and hits him. Nick Williams is hit by a pitch. That was Dakota Wesleyan's problem in the first ball game, especially in the second inning. They had 4 hit batters. Had an error in there, had a walk. Broncos got a couple of base hits, 3 base hits in that fifth inning, and they are actually in that second inning. They scored 5 runs. You just can't give teams extra chances on hit batters and walks and things like that. It can really add up in a hurry.
Go to Wesleyan, also recording 4 errors in the first game.
Brandon Utrep now coming to the plate for Hastings. He reached on a base on balls. Back there in inning number 2. Brandon Utrep at the plate. He had one of the 7 base hits for Hastings in the opener. 2-1 now to Utrep with a chance to drive home. Michael Lockerbie is still standing at second base. There's a ground ball on the left side picked up by Sastabini at shortstop. He goes over to second base to record the force out on Nick Williams. So the inning is over. Brandon Utrep knocks him right to the shortstop to end the inning. Catches the force out of Nick Williams. But the Broncos score 1 run there in the second inning of play. One run on a couple of base hits. No errors on the Dakota Wesleyan, and the Broncos leave two. We go to inning number four with a score. Hastings College 2 and Dakota Wesleyan nothing.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 2-0 as we head to the top half of the fourth inning. And here's Tyson.
Well, Mike, thank you. Austin Calhoun leading things off here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They find themselves trailing 2-0 here in this baseball game. Only recording two hits so far on Xander Schmidt, as Xander's had a pretty good start here for the mound for the Broncos. Two pitches in here, one ball, one strike, count, nobody out. Xander winds up, deals, just outside for ball number two. Again, this is Austin Calhoun. This is his second appearance, I guess, for the afternoon. He did not appear in the first game, and he grounded out to first in his first at bat. There's a ball fouled away, 2-2 the count. Hastings College scoring a run in the bottom of the second, scoring a run in the bottom of the third. Five hits for the Broncos so far here in game number two this afternoon. They won the first game by the score of 7-4. Looking for the sweep here this afternoon of the Tigers. Xander Schmidt deals inside, and that might have got a piece of him, and it did. Austin Calhoun hit by a pitch, and he will head over to first base.
So Xander's now going to walk on a hit batter. He's not struck out anybody yet in this ball game, but he's allowed just two base hits. That pitch was down low, and it just kind of ricocheted off of his foot. He wasn't hit badly, not even part of his body, at least. It just kind of ricochets off of his foot, and they gave him the free pass down to first base.
It wasn't even a situation where he really turned into it. He was just held his stance there. He goes to first. Neil Nagel coming up for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. He had a good ball game in game number one, hit 3-for-4. He flew out to right in his first at-bat here for the Tigers in game number two. Runner on, first pitch outside for ball number one. Runner on first here, that's Calhoun. He's the designated hitter for the Tigers. Xander Schmidt looks in, deals, and that must be just low for ball number two. And Neil Nagel in game number one had a double, had a single, grounded up to first, and then he had another single. No run scored, though, for Nagel, but still a good offensive performance is one of the lone bright spots for the Tigers. Here comes a pitch. It's going to be fouled back towards us off the netting for a 2-1 count. And as Xander Schmidt continues to try to work through this Tiger lineup, it's a Tiger lineup that's only had two hits in the ballgame. However, we do have one walk and one hits batman allowed. Here's where we begin the top of the fourth. Nagel is going to lace that back up right up the middle. It gets through the shortstop and into the outfield for a base hit. It got through Brandon Utrep, one of the few times that that's happened this afternoon. A diving attempt from Utrep. It gets through, and now Nagel is aboard. Calhoun moves over to second base, and the Tigers have two on, nobody out here to start the top of the fourth.
That's definitely a base hit. Utrep moving to his left toward the bag at second base, dove for the baseball, knocked it down, but just could not come down with it cleanly. And a base hit there for Dakota Wesleyan. That's their third of the ball game, and now the Tigers have something going here. They got runners on at first and second base in inning number four.
And now Cole Wendell coming out of the plate here for the Tigers. He's going to try to bunt to move the runners across. Moving over to get it. Reed Stone from third. And Reed Stone just in time. Fires over to Michael Lockaby for the out. Good play there from Reed Stone, but a sacrifice bunt works as they move now the runners to third and second here with one out. Cole Wendell again going down by way of sacrifice bunt. Two on, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. And that'll bring up Chris Combs, who in his very first at bat had a single. Got over to second before a couple more ground outs. So Chris Combs with one of three hits here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And now Combs has an opportunity to do some damage here in the seventh spot for the Tigers.
And they're going to switch the outfield over. Everybody moving to their left several steps there. So there's a big gap now down the left field line as they are playing this guy to pull out to right field here.
First pitch there from Xander is going to be missed for a ball. Next pitch, down low, ball number two.
Yeah, everybody moved over about five, six steps as the coaching staff for Hastings pops out of the dugout there. So, like we said, a big, big hole now down the left field line if Combs can take it that way.
We'll see here. We get the third pitch at the at-bat. That's going to be low for ball number three.
And of course, if Xander don't give him anything to hit, it's going to be a walk here. First base is open.
First base open. 3-0 count. One out here for the Tigers. Again, two runners in scoring position. An opportunity to try to claw back into this baseball game. And that pitch is outside. No called strike. Didn't get any indication from the home plate umpire.
It's a strike. Three balls and one strike now.
Must have just yelled it. 3-1 count. One away here. Xander Schmidt dealing, and now below, now we got ball four. So Chris Combs takes his base, and now we have the bases loaded. Second walk issued today for Xander Schmidt. And the Tigers, they've got something working here. Bases loaded, one down, and Dominic
Sastabini.
Sastabini, that's going to be a tough one to spit out. Sastabini to the plate now. Bases loaded, one out. He grounded to short. His first at bat. And this one's a fly ball out to center. Santos is back, and he makes the catch. Tagging up on the play is going to be Calhoun, and Calhoun will score on the sacrifice fly. But nonetheless, we do have two outs. Nagel moves over to third on the play. And the Tigers are on the scoreboard here in inning number four.
That's what they wanted to do, at least get the ball to the outfield, at least produce one run there. If you're a Bronco fan, you were looking for maybe a ground ball, a double play to get out of the inning, but he does his job and gets into the outfield. Nice play there out there by Donato Santos for Hastings, who covers a lot of ground out there. He had to go over to right center field to grab that one. He gets the ball back to the infield, but had no play at the plate as Dakota Wesleyan scores a run in the ball game. And now we're going to see a pinch hitter coming up here out of this spot. It's going to be Hartman. Katz is going to come on. He pinch hit in game number one. Katz got in there in the seventh inning of play. He's the product out of Huron High School up in Huron, South Dakota. So Katz is going to pinch hit here in this position with runners on at first and third base.
And he pinch hits now for Lincoln. For Lincoln Nieberger. So here's Katz now. With two out and runners on the corners.
Pitch comes inside for a ball, so it's one ball and no strikes. Two Katz as he taps the plate here.
Second pitch from Xander Schmidt. It's going to be low for ball number two. Starting to draw some groans from the home bench. Nobody in the bullpen yet working for the Broncos. Again, runners on the corners. 2-0 count. Hartman Katz at the plate for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Pitch is in there for strike number one, 2-1.
Yes, as you gaze down in the bullpen, somebody did get up and start throwing there. Nolan Whittlesey is up and throwing. He's the big guy out of Mesa, Arizona. So he's starting to loosen up and down the Hastings bullpen.
Runner goes from first to second. We got a pop fly. It's going to be trouble as we got a couple Broncos coming in. Shortstop backs up. The catch is going to be made, however, by Nick Williams, and the Broncos survive a scare. So despite loading the bases, only one run will come in. The Dakota Wesleyan Tigers will score one run on one hit, two walks on the play, and we go to the bottom of the fourth with the Broncos still leading the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers by the score of 2-1. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Tyson Erotic back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Your GPAC scoreboard. Mount Marty and the Nebraska Wesleyan played a twin bill in Lincoln today. Mount Marty taking both games 5-3 and 7-0. Briarcliff and Doan played in Crete, and the two teams split there. Briarcliff winning the first game 5-4. The Tigers coming back to win the nightcap 10-8. Morningside Concordia splitting 2. Morningside 7, Concordia 5, and Concordia beat Morningside 2-0. Hastings winning the opener here over Dakota Wesleyan 7-4. Broncos have the lead 2-1 here in the nightcap as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And once again, Tyson.
Eric Anderson now stepping up to the plate for the Hastings College Broncos. He struck out in his first at bat. He was in at catcher, was not in game number one, gets the start with Xander Schmidt on the mound. Again, was the second strikeout for the Broncos in the second inning. He'll try again here as he takes a first pitch strike. Second pitch in there from Dustin Steckler. Going to be a ball. That's ball number one. 1-1 count here to begin the bottom of the fourth. Broncos 8-9-1 due up here. Dustin Steckler dealing. And that pitch is going to be in there for strike number two.
Just did some figuring in the GPAC conference standings with all the games completed so far. Hastings is currently sitting in the number six spot now. They came in that log jam for the eighth and final spot. As we got a swing and a miss here, and he goes down on strikes. So Hastings in good shape right now. I'll tell you what, a win here would be huge for the Broncos in the conference standings and their effort to get into the GPAC tournament next week. Hastings could actually pull into a tie with Northwestern for fifth place in the conference, if we can pick up a win here in game number two today.
Broncos go from kind of outside looking in position on the GPAC standings to now in kind of the middle of the mix, and with another win, who knows, could be right up there going into this Thursday series against Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Thursday here on 1230 KHS. Donato Santos.
Go ahead.
Donato Santos stepping up to the plate for the Broncos. He had an RBI single back in the second inning to help the Broncos into their 2-1 lead at this point.
Briarcliff and Mount Marty, by the way, now the top two teams in the conference. Doan splitting today. They drop into a third-place tie with Morningside as Northwestern and Hastings. Don't know what the facilities are at Mount Marty for maybe hosting a portion of the GPAC tournament. Again, the top two teams will host the each side of the GPAC tournament next week.
Donato Santos there. He takes a called strike. 1-2 the count here to Santos. One away after Anderson striking out to begin the inning. Drew McGee on deck for the Broncos. He's had a very good afternoon. And that pitch right back up at the pitcher, but a nice play by Steckler to save himself. Gets the ball and is able to flip it over to first base. Over to Neil Nagel for out number two. And a scary play there if you're a pitcher. Right back up, split second reactions there by Dustin Steckler.
He grabs that one and it was not at a great spot that he that grabbed that one, but fortunately enough, he did. That was hit hard right back to the pitcher's mound. Had to cover things up there.
Drew McGee stepping up here for the Broncos. Two away. This ball heads over to the third base line. Just going to get outside for a foul ball.
I was never a pitcher, so I never had to worry about that.
No. A few times from the catcher position, but you learn really quickly when you get maybe a foul ball that bounces up into that region.
I was a catcher. I was a catcher in Little League. I know how it feels.
1-1 count here to McGee. Again, McGee had a very good game number one where he went 3-for-4 on the day. Or 2-for-3, excuse me. Had one run scored, but had four RBIs, including that bases-clearing triple back into a, en route to a five-run second inning that really opened things up for the Broncos. He's hitless so far on game number two as he fouls one back to the right field line, sort of towards the to the source machine in the Hevronic Mobile. That's kind of in the area where we part. Go outside to maybe a dent or two.
Again?
1-2 count again. It's happened before. That ball gets away for ball number two as it's in the dirt and up towards the back of the screen. Should Drew McGee get aboard, Ryan Schott would be up next. Ryan Schott had a single earlier in this baseball game back in the third inning. Again, we're in the bottom of the fourth. Hastings College Broncos leading the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers 2-1 here in GPAC play. Here's a chopper up to short. Sastabini makes the play over to first base, and that'll be out number three. 1-2-3, and the Broncos go down in order. So no runs, no hits, and no errors as we head to the top of the fifth. Hastings College leading Dakota Wesleyan 2-1.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Duncan Field this afternoon. Tyson Evronik, Mike Will here for 1230 KHAS as Hastings College Broncos getting set to headed in the top of the fifth inning with a 2-1 lead over Dakota Wesleyan. Xander Schmidt heads back to the hill here for a fifth inning of work. And up next for Dakota Wesleyan will be the top of the order. We'll see Tyler Johnson. First pitch outside for a ball. Tyler Johnson walked earlier today, and then grounded out to first base. Also due up this inning for the Tigers, Ben Lander and Jared Nealon. As second pitch goes in outside for ball number two. Xander's sort of been working into a lot of hitters' counts here these past couple innings, working that pitch count up a little bit too. That's got to be a concern for a pitcher that's normally fairly good at locating his pitches. Again, he's not an overpowering pitcher, but he's got that ability to locate and throw for a lot of strikes, which then puts your defense into a position where they got to make some plays from behind you or behind you. But so far, the Broncos have been able to do that. There's a strike one called for Xander Schmidt. It's 3-1 count. Next pitch is going to be hit over to the right fielder. It's going to drop out there for a base hit. So Tyler Johnson is aboard as the ball just drops in front of Ryan Chard. And Tyler Johnson is aboard with his first base hit of the afternoon for the Tigers. I think it's his first base hit of the two-game series. No, he did get aboard in game number one. He was 1-for-3 in that baseball game, so that'll be his second hit of the series. And up next, the catcher, Ben Lander, coming up, who's had two flyouts here. Flew out to the pitcher, then flew out to the second baseman. Now it's a bunt single as he tries to move Johnson over. Sacrifice bunt will be successful, but there will be one away. As Xander just flips it over to Michael Lockaby for the first out here in this fifth inning.
I think Xander working on a short rope now here in this fifth inning of play as Nolan Whittlesey has picked up the pace down in the bullpen. I think Xander gives up a base hit here. You're going to see Whittlesey come in here.
Now up, Jared Nealon here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And again, I don't think it's because of the score here, but he's worked his pitch counts up there this afternoon. Got a runner on second. That's Tyler Johnson for Dakota Wesleyan. Jared Nealon at the plate for the Tigers. One away. Dakota Wesleyan, four hits so far in this baseball game, the second half of our baseball game. Broncos with five hits, but most of those coming in the first three innings as they were set down in order. They're in the bottom of the fourth. Xander Schmidt, 1-0 count, one away. Runner in scoring position for the Tigers. There's Jared Nealon, swing and a miss, strike one.
Ben Miller just hit a home run for Nebraska. The Huskers now leading Kansas State and Lincoln at Hawks Field. It is 4-0, Nebraska.
Good start there for Darren Erstad and his troops, who need to get back on the winning track here if they're going to make some noise in Division I play. Xander Schmidt throwing the baseball, and that's going to get away from the catcher. That's going to get away from Eric Anderson, and Tyler Johnson will move over to third on the wild pitch. And now, real trouble here for Xander Schmidt in the top half of the fifth inning. 2-1 count. As he walks very slowly back to the mound, and that ball just got away from him.
Coach Sponberg, he's got to be a little bit concerned here because we still have two games to play on Thursday and then two more on this Saturday. Xander switches right to the shortstop.
Nice play over there, and he's going to be safe. Jared Nealon with some wheels. That's going to be an RBI single. Nice play by Brandon Utep to make the play, but he was just a half a second late, maybe by a foot. And Jared Nealon will go aboard here on an infield single. That will drive home Tyler Johnson, an RBI single for the Tigers. Now we have a tie ball game.
So it's 2-2 now.
Austin Calhoun stepping to the plate. He's the designated hitter here for the Tigers. And another pitch that's going to get away from Xander Schmidt. That'll move Nealon over to second base as he stands up on the play. And the second wild pitch of the inning that gets away from Eric Anderson as the bullpen continues to work. And now we even see the pitching coach peering out and looking for the sign. And here comes Steve Sponberg out to the mound. We'll see here if we're going to get a mound visit or if that's going to do it for Xander Schmidt.
I would assume we're going to see Nolan Whittlesey, the junior out of Mesa, Arizona, come into the ball game as he's been up and throwing pretty extensively here in this half of an inning. Xander's gotten some pitches thrown outside the strike zone. He's thrown a couple of wild pitches, and it's a 2-2 ball game, and Xander's got us into the fifth inning of play. Again, the big concern is eight conference games in 1 week. Hastings got to be careful. You go into the bullpen a little bit too much. We still got a lot of innings to chew up. Like on Thursday when we play in Nebraska Wesleyan, Hastings is anticipated to go with their fifth and sixth starters and maybe some crucial ball games on Thursday. So for the time being, Xander's going to stay out there.
Steve Sponberg leaving Xander Schmidt out here. And again, Xander not been really consistent, hadn't really been around the strike zone. We've seen a lot of high hitters counts here in this second half of the doubleheader. As Austin Calhoun again steps back to the plate, he has got Jared Nealon on second, who advanced by way of wild pitch. One out here. That one's right down the middle, but it's going to be laced into the right field for a base hit. Calhoun gets a single here. Jared Nealon comes around to third, gets the stop sign there from the third base coach. And so now runners on the corners with one out. Three hits in the inning here for Dakota Wesleyan, and two of which fell right there in front of Ryan Schrad there for two base hits.
Two walks and a no strikeouts so far for Xander in this ball game. And again, the coaching staff down here for Hastings College is starting to stroll around in front of the dugout, but Xander so far is going to stay out there as Whittlesey continues to throw down in the bullpen. So it's a 2-2 ball game, and now Dakota Wesleyan threatening again. There's still only one man out here in this top of the fifth inning, and runners are now at the corners at first and third.
Niall Nagel comes to the plate here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. He had three hits in that first ball game. He got a single there in the fourth, and that's going to be another base hit as that drops in front of the left fielder Williams, and that will plate Jared Nealon as he comes around to score for the Tigers. So another base hit. That's four base hits on the inning. That will move Austin Calhoun over to second. Neagle gets an RBI single, and the Tigers now have the lead.
I was just going to say, I'm surprised that Steve has not made his second trip out to the mound. And as I say that, he jumps out of the dugout here for Hastings. So that's going to be all she wrote here for Xander Schmidt. He's going to go 4 1/3 innings, and we're going to be seeing Nolan Whittlesey come in from the bullpen. So Xander got us into the fifth inning of play, and I think that's basically what Coach wanted to do, is get him at least into the fifth inning of play. But now the Broncos find themselves trailing by the score of 3-2 as we bring in this big old bruiser from Mesa, Arizona. We got this guy from Gateway Community College. He came up here. He's 6'3", 250 pounds. We're going to see Nolan Whittlesey in the ball game now for Hastings College. We got a pitching change in store. We'll take a break with the score. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings College 2.
It's spring. The air feels fresh, clean, and comfortable. You know, you can make your home feel like springtime all year long with a new Lennox comfort system from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the perfect time to save, too, because Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,700 back with a new qualifying Lennox system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today, 402-463-6061.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
And as we come back here to Bronco Baseball, Cole Winod gets a base hit there as he shoots one out into left field. He was able to plate Austin Calhoun on the play. Niall Nagel was coming over. Niall Nagel was coming over from first to third on the play. They had an opportunity to get him, but the cutoff man gets in the way of that baseball. And so now another run has scored. We've got Nagel over to third, and Cole Winod ends up advancing to second on the play. So it looks like, well, we get a base hit with the advance to second on the error. But nonetheless, an RBI single here for Dakota Wesleyan as they have now pulled out on top by the score of 3-2.
Nolan Whittlesey is your pitcher here for Hastings, ERA of 2.13. He is 2-0 in the season. He's thrown 12 2/3 innings so far for the Broncos in this 2015 season.
There's a chopper that goes over to third base. They're coming home with it and a nice play, and Tyler Johnson's going to be able to get the out. Yes, coming home with it. Nice play there by Brandon Utep as he comes home with the baseball, and so the Broncos get a crucial second out there. 4-2, three runs have come across to score here in this inning as Chris Combs is going to get to first on a fielder's choice. Niall Nagel out at home. That brings up Dominic Sabatini for the Tigers. In three runs coming across this inning. That last run charged to Xander Schmidt. The new pitcher here in the baseball game. We'll get to his statistics here in just a second.
Whittlesey, he's thrown a 12 2/3 innings. He's given up 11 hits and 7 runs. Three of those earned, 3 base on balls, 8 strikeouts. Team's batting .229 against him. Again, he's 2.13 as far as his earned run average is concerned. As he comes with a fastball there that misses inside in the count, 1-0. So 4-2 is the score. Hastings College is trailing in the ball game now as Dakota Wesleyan has out hit the Broncos 8-5 here in the contest.
Dominic Sabatini again in at the plate. Looks to bunt here. They're going to throw down to second, and are they going to get him? Yes, they will. They'll get out of the inning as As Chris Combs was trying to steal second base, Eric Anderson comes up firing. Steed supplies the tag, and some base running mistakes get the Broncos out of the inning. But nonetheless, a big inning for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers here in the top of the fifth as they get five base hits. We'll plate three runs on five hits. No Bronco errors as we head to the bottom of the fifth with Dakota Wesleyan Tigers now on top of Hastings College by the score of 4-2.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Noah Whittlesey comes in relief of Xander Schmidt. He gives up one hit, does not get charged for the run that was scored, and then Chris Combs goes into a fielder's choice. A nice play there to get the lead run by the Broncos, and then Chris Combs gets caught stealing, so Whittlesey gets out of danger here as we go into the bottom of the fifth, but the Broncos do now trail by the score of 4-2 here in the second half of our doubleheader. Ryan Shad will be your leadoff hitter for the Broncos as we have the 2, 3, and 4 batters up here for Hastings College. Hastings College winning the first game by the score of 7-4, but find themselves trailing here as Shad laces one back up the middle. That'll be a base hit for the Broncos to start off the bottom of the fifth. Ryan Shad aboard. That is his second base hit of the ballgame. He came around to score in the third inning of play. Jake Stees comes into the ballgame with a, or comes into the second game with a sack bunt in the third inning. He grounded out to first in his first at bat in the first inning. So now an opportunity to move the lead runner, Ryan Shad, over. Dustin Steckler continuing to work for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. He has gone the first four innings here, giving up two runs on six hits. First pitch in there for a strike. Second pitch outside. They're going to try to get the runner who was taking it just an extra little bit of liberty there at first base, but Ryan Shad does get back. We've seen that a time or two from Dakota Wesleyan. They like to throw behind the hitter. They were able to throw it across the diamond back in the very first game, and that was one that caught Drew McGee that was sleeping. And now another attempt there to get Ryan Shad, but he does get back in there safely. Ryan Shad extends the lead out just a little bit more. Nothing doing.
Not much of a base-stealing threat. Trout is 0-for-1 in swiping bases this year. Hastings doesn't steal much. 21 out of 34 on the season, and we have played close to 40 ball games this year.
Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 2-2 count now to Jake Stees. Again, as we look at numbers from game number one, Jake Stees was 0-for-4. Was hit by a pitch as he takes ball number three. So full count now to Jake Stees as the Broncos try to get back into this baseball game after leading going into the fifth inning, but a three spot put up by the Tigers on that last half of the inning, and now the Broncos find themselves trailing. Just one hit since the third inning for Hastings College, that coming by the way of Ryan Shard, who is on base now for the Broncos.
Stees, one of 15 players that have come from the state of Colorado. Came from Cherry Hills Village out in Colorado. One of 15 players that are on the roster this year from the state of Colorado. Here for Hastings as Stees gets a base on balls. He heads down to first base. Now the Broncos got runners on again at first and second base. There's nobody out, and we're going to see a little visit from the pitching coach as well for Dakota Wesleyan. So they may elect to go to the bullpen here.
And maybe the pitching coach just saying, Don't give Mike Lockerbie anything he can hit. He has had a big second game here for the Broncos. Two doubles, including an RBI double that was back in the third inning, and both have been really powerful shots, both to opposite ends of the baseball field, by the way. Remember, his first double went over the field of the right fielder. Second double of the ball game went over the field of the head over the left fielder. So Lockerbie's been seeing the ball really well here in this second half of the doubleheader. And in a long mound visit here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And we'll see what they like to do here. I think they're going to keep Dustin Steckler on the mound. And we'll see how he elects to deal with a very dangerous hitter in the cleanup spot for the Broncos. That's Michael Lockerbie. Again, 2 for 2 so far today with two doubles. And, of course, he'd like to continue on that.
Lockerbie now with 13 doubles on the season for Hastings College. He leads the team in at-bats, leads the team in base hits and doubles, also in RBIs and total bases. So he's a good guy to have up there with a man on his second base in scoring position. And you're down in the ball game by a score of 4-2.
Schrad's on second. Steese on first. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the fifth for the Broncos. Michael Lockerbie at the plate. Pitch goes high. Taking ball one.
That was nothing but smoke delivered up there. That was a hard fastball, but it's up around the eyeballs, and it's a wonder Lockerbie didn't try to tee off of that one.
One of those ones where you're trying to get the batter to chase it, maybe a little bit, pop it up, or better yet, swing and miss. So pitch number two here as he works out of the stretch, fires it in there. Lockerbie taps it foul, and it rolls out of play. Soccer style there, tried to kick it back into foul.
The catcher came down the line about halfway toward first base. He just kicks it back into the field of play here, thinking that maybe he comes back with a big grin to the home plate umpire. He just kind of kicked it, like he said, like a soccer ball out toward the pitcher.
It was shades of Paul O'Neill, if you remember that, back in right field where he kicked it back into the field of play. I don't know if he was trying to subtly put it back into the line, but gave it a good boot. Here we go. 1-1 count to Lockerbie. Two on here. Nobody out for the Broncos. That pitch is going to be inside for strike number two. Now it's a 1-2 count. Again, two on. Broncos trailing by two here in this second half of the doubleheader. Winning the first game by the score of 7-4. Steckler, gets the sign. Goes up the middle. Lockerbie, this could be a ground ball double play. 6-4-3, and it's a double play. Shortstop does it himself. That's Sabatini. Touches the bag for second, then fires over to Niall Neagle for first, and that's a big double play for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Schrad advances to third on the play, but again, a double play by Lockerbie, and now we have 2 outs with one on third.
A rally killer right there. That's the last thing that Hastings wanted in that situation is get a hit into a double play, but they move a man over in their scoring position at third base. They're still down by a couple of runs as we bat here in the bottom half of the fifth inning as the Broncos will center the plate.
That's going to be a pinch hitter here for
Zach Peterson is going to come out. Zach was a player in game number one here today, so Zach Peterson is going to come out and pinch hit here for Hastings in the fifth inning of play with a man on at third base. So Zach Peterson out there, like we said, he played in game number one. His batting average to start the day was only at 167. So Peterson up here now with a man on just 90 feet away from tapping home plate for the third run of the ball game for Hastings. He takes a strike there in the outside corner, and it's no balls and one strike.
Again with Ryan Schrad sitting on third base, 90 feet away here for the Broncos. Broncos needing to cash in on this opportunity, and that was they're going to get him to go around there. Zach Peterson looked like he was hesitant. He didn't know if he was going to check swing or swing at that, and he ends up going around and kind of looks silly there for the second strike of the at-bat here. 0-2 count, two away here. Big pitch coming up. Steckler gets it on the outside corner, ball one. Again, another big at-bat here. We got more runners in scoring position. And Hastings College has had a couple opportunities here. You look back into the third inning where they were able to get one with bases loaded. Now with a runner on third base, need to find a way to drive home Ryan Schrad. Thought we had a really good opportunity with runners on first and second gang, but Michael Lockerbie grounds into a double play. And now the Broncos needing a clutch base hit here from Zach Peterson. 1-2 is the count after Peterson fouls away That pitch. And that's going to be a strikeout swinging. Dustin Steckler gets his fifth strikeout of the game as Zach Peterson goes down on swing. So after one hit, the Broncos then ground into a double play. And then they get to pick up the strikeout. So after five innings of play, the Broncos there in the bottom of the fifth go no runs on one hit and no errors. And as we head to the top of the sixth, Dakota Wesleyan 4, Hastings College 2.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Hastings College Baseball here on 1230 KHAS as we get set for the top half of the sixth inning. Dominic Sabatini is going to be your batter. He was up actually in the top half of the fifth inning, but Chris Combs got caught stealing. So Sabatini back up at the plate here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Nolan Whittlesey is still on the mound for the Hastings College Broncos. He came out in relief of Xander Schmidt earlier this afternoon as he works a 1-1 count to Sabatini. Pitch high for ball number two. 2-1 here as we begin to the top of the sixth here at Duncan Field in game number two this afternoon between the Broncos and Tigers. There's a pitch from Whittlesey. That's going to be taken for ball number three. Dominic Sabatini had a sacrifice fly back in the fourth inning. He grounded out to first in his first at-bat. This ball is going to be hit to center and charging and getting through Santos for a base hit is Sabatini. I think that was going to land anyway, but Santos misplayed the hop. It doesn't result in any extra base for Sabatini, so that'll just be a base hit. And another single.
Outfielders are beginning to have problems, I think, with the sun a little bit as the sun starts to set here. I've seen the left fielder Williams having problems, as you see him right now shading their eyes, and now Donato Santos out in center field shading his eyes out there. It's just to the point of the day where the sun causes some problems out there.
Yeah, now we see Hartman Katz, I believe, stepping up for here, Dakota Wesleyan. He's 0-for-1 on the afternoon. He came in for Lincoln Niebruger in the fourth inning of play, and immediately flew out to right field. And you mentioned it, the shadows, the way this backstop here at Duncan Field plays over those shadows, the outfielders do have problems, especially when we get towards this point in the evening. Now, probably here for another 15-20 minutes. We'll see the shadows start to play some factors here at Duncan.
We had a pretty good-sized crowd to start off this doubleheader this afternoon. We were basking in the sunshine at 3:30 today. But I'll tell you what, the temperature has really dropped here in the past half hour or so. Fans out with their blankets and winter coats, and it certainly doesn't look like a spring day here today.
No, and we had a weird cold front that moved through about the seventh inning of that first game, where we had winds pick up. We had a little bit of rainfall that walked through our studios as Nolan Whittlesey continues to work to Hartman Katz here. The count's 1-2. But, yeah, the temperatures have taken a turn for the chilly. Saw a few fans actually get up that were out in shorts. They came back with blankets and some coats even here to stand out this second game as another throwback to first base. Nothing doing for Dominic Sabatini as he's back easily.
Letters from the National Weather Service, 57 degrees right now in Hastings. Doesn't feel like that with north winds at 23, gusting to 28.
I'm waiting to see if we're... Oh, there's a ball going to go right back up the center. This could be a double play here as Jake Steed steps on the bag for two, fires over to Michael Lockaby for a double play. Nice play by Jake Steed. Takes the grounder up at second base, touches down the bag, and then fires it over to Michael Lockaby. So that's a double play as Hartman Katz grounds into that double play. another rally killer here. The second double play that we've seen in the past two half innings there is Dakota Wesley, Hastings College, returns the favor to Dakota Wesleyan after they killed off a potential Bronco rally back in the bottom of the fifth. Back to the top of the order come the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers as Tyler Johnson steps in. He is officially 1-for-2 after taking a walk in the first inning, grounded out to first, and then had a single, came around to score after he was batted in by Jared Nealon back in that big fifth inning for Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan put up a 3-spot in that fifth inning to grab a 4-2 lead over Hastings College after Hastings College grabbed the early 2-1 lead.
Braxton Arndt is now warming up for Hastings down in the bullpen. He's a junior out of Papillion, the transfer out of Midland University. He's one of two pitchers that are starting to warm up down in the bullpen.
Nice heat there from Nolan Whittlesey. Swing and a miss for Tyler Johnson, and quickly the count's 2-2 here with two out. How big would this out be after a 3-spot that was put up in the fifth inning if Hastings College can work quickly and get out of this inning? Here's the pitch. It's going to go down in the dirt, and now we got a full count to the leadoff hitter, Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson's had a couple base hits here in this doubleheader. Had a base hit in the first game, had a base hit here in game number two. As we mentioned, a run scored here for the leadoff spot. Nolan Whittlesey deals. That's going to be fouled back and out of play. Again, Dakota Wesleyan with 9 hits here in this baseball game. They came into the fifth inning with 2 hits. Came into the fourth inning with 2 hits. But since then, it's been all Dakota Wesleyan. And you look at the Hastings College scoreboard, they've pretty much been held in check here the past 2 innings as they try to find some offense. Whittlesey just missing there. And Tyler Johnson's going to be on board again with another walk. His second walk here in the baseball game. And that'll bring up Ben Lander. Lander's 0-for-3 on the day, but he does have a sacrifice. Had a sacrifice bunt back in inning number 5. 2 away. Tyler Johnson on first for Dakota Wesleyan. Nolan Whittlesey continuing to work in relief here for Hastings College, and this is the 6th inning of play. 9 innings here in the second half of our twin bill. There's a pitch inside for strike 1. 0-1 count, 2 outs here. Ben Lander steps out, grabs the sign for the first-year head coach for Dakota Wesleyan. Pitch inside there. They're going to throw back, but getting back to the play was Tyler Johnson as they try to get the third out. 2 strikes. 2 quick strikes on Ben Lander. And you got to think that Noah Whittlesey has got the batter right where he wants him. 0-2 count. 2 away here. Nothing going. Here's a chopper that's going to go back up to second. Steets going to make the play to first base. Michael Wachaby. That's a 4-3 putout, and the Broncos get out of the inning. No damage done, despite the walk to Tyler Johnson. The Dakota Wesleyan Tigers score no runs on no hits, and we've got no Bronco errors as we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's your score, Dakota Wesleyan 4, Hastings College nothing.
Seeing award-winning vehicles every day is common at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in for the award season event going on now. Great Plains has special 0% financing and factory rebates that will help you drive home in an award-winning vehicle with an award-winning deal. Put it on top of your list to attend this special event at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Hastings College Baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Tyson Bronk and Mike Will with you as Hastings College trying to get back into this baseball game, finding themselves trailing by the score of 4-2 after taking the first game from Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 7-4. Quick correction from last inning. Dakota Wesleyan did have a hit. Dominic Sabatini actually led off the inning with a base hit, and then Dakota Wesleyan quickly grounded into a double play, so there was no runs on one hit and no Bronco errors as we head to the bottom of the sixth with Nick Williams at the plate. Nick Williams so far has been on base twice in his previous two attempts. He had a base hit single in the second and then was hit by a pitch in the third, so a good day getting on the base paths. There's a pitch that's going to be fouled away. Back and out of play. Strike number one as Dustin Steckler continues to work here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Steckler has five strikeouts. He's given up six hits. An overall pretty good day here on the mound as he's really settled down after the Broncos threatened a couple times. They got a couple runs across in the second and third innings. But after that, he has really settled into a groove here in the middle part of this baseball game. There's a pitch that goes outside for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count to Nick Williams.
Nebraska now leading Kansas State 7-0. They're heading into the fifth inning of play at Hawks Field in Lincoln.
And Nick Williams going to foul another one back towards the press box. Good thing he closed the windows. That one almost got in here.
Windows are down, lights are on at Duncan Field, and the furnace is about ready to kick on the new conveniences of our renovated Duncan Field here.
It certainly is a nice idea. I had to do a couple games out here as Nick Williams grounds out to short, and they're going to fire it over for the first. Dominic Sabatini to Neil Negi, and Nick Williams is put away here to start off the first inning for the Broncos. You kept talking about how nice these this luxurious press box was out here at Duncan Field. I got to see it in game number one when on our debut broadcast, only from the standpoint of making sure all the technical equipment was set up correctly here from the broadcast, but I didn't actually get a chance to go out and do a baseball game, and I thought, well, what better way to spend a Tuesday afternoon? You stole some of my time on my afternoon show, so I thought I would come and steal some time on the air with you. Might as well be on the air here.
One thing I thought about that I'm missing that I think I'm going to add maybe for the summer Legion season is a little dorm fridge. I think I'll be able to store my soda in here, and I'll have my own personal dorm fridge in here for the summer.
Well, that's one thing I noticed when we had our little break. I went over, and the wind was picking up, and it was a little bit chilly as I went over to get my dogs. If you can get like a little one of those dog makers that you see at the gas stations, that would be even better. Is Brandon UTEP comes to the plate here for the Hastings College Broncos. He finds himself quickly down 1-2 here in this count. One away here for the Broncos. Brandon UTEP reached by way of a walk in his first at bat, then grounded out to second. Here's one that's going to be fouled back and out of play. Still a 1-2 count. On deck, the catcher Eric Anderson, who has two strikeouts here on the afternoon. Again, Dustin Steckler, five strikeouts on the ballgame. Brandon UTEP, who had a base hit in game number one and really been proven to be a force here for the Broncos with his glove in both of these ball games from the shortstop position. Fairly sure-handed shortstop. Next pitch is going to be ball number two. They check down to the first base umpire. He says he didn't go. 2-2 count. 2-2 delivery to UTEP. UTEP's going to pop this one back, and it's going to get out of play. So UTEP working the count, doing a good job protecting with two strikes. And that's critical, especially when you got a pitcher like Steckler who has been on the hill here for a while here for the Tigers. If you can get him up into his pitch counts, and if you can work these two-strike pitches, continue to foul off some and get him fatigued here, especially towards the bottom of the order, well, that's going to do some good things as you get towards the top of the order. There's a strikeout. His ball's going to be dropped by the catcher. But Lander in plenty of time to get the ball over to Neil Nagel. And that's going to be a strikeout for UTEP. The sixth strikeout of the ball game for the Broncos.
Steckler lost his cap on that one as he delivered to the plate. But fortunately, it was a strikeout for him. Catcher drops the third strike and gets it down to first base to record the strikeout here. So the Broncos have two men out now in the inning. And really, they have been kind of silent there since, what about the third inning when we scored our last run? Hastings down trailing in the contest by a score of 4-2.
Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here for the catcher, Eric Anderson.
Grant Krause is going to come out now for Hastings. He's the guy that did the catching chores for Hastings in game number one. So Krause going to come out and bat here Now for the Broncos, a .245 hitter on the season. As he began the day, he was 12 out of 49 from the plate. Had a couple of doubles to his credit, no home runs, and 10 RBIs as Kraus would come to the plate down for Hastings.
Kraus singled in the first ball game. He was hit by a pitch. He came across to score two runs for the Broncos as part of a seven-run game number one, as Hastings College again took game number one here for the Tigers by the score of 7-4. And you're right, it is getting a little toasty in here by kicking on that heater. Pitch outside, ball number two.
One of the conveniences of the newly renovated Duncan Field.
I was wondering why we added a few more baseball games to the calendar for this year. Looking forward to another good baseball season here as we are well underway in the GPAC season. Down the home stretch to the GPAC season here this week. Again, Hastings College finds themselves in a tight race to try to make the GPAC tournament or to try to be one of the top seeds, towards the top seeds of the GPAC tournament. Quite a tight race here, and it's been an exciting one to follow and pay attention to as Brandon Kraus swings and misses for strike number two. Deuces wild here for Dustin Steckler. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Brandon Kraus out the plate. Pitch going to be outside. He's going to check his swing, but he's going to go around, and that's going to be strike number three for Grant Kraus. And strikeout number seven for Dustin Steckler. So the Broncos go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and find themselves trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 4-2. We head to the top of the seventh. It's Bronco baseball on 1230 KHAS.
We all want the same things in life. Happiness, safety, support from family and friends, and health care provided by people we trust. At CHI Health, we've served the people of Nebraska and Iowa for generations as your trusted partner during life's greatest joys and most difficult challenges, in sickness and in health. But healthcare is changing, and CHI Health promises to change it for the better by ensuring that high-quality healthcare is accessible and affordable for the communities and families we serve today and long into the future. That's why we're coordinating care centered on patients. It's why we're building a network where doctors, clinics, and hospitals work closely to organize all aspects of your care for the best possible outcome. To stand up for you and to do what's right for our patients, CHI Health is here to mend what's broken and restore your faith in healthcare. CHI Health. Imagine better health.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Hastings College Bronco baseball here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College finds themselves trailing here in game number two after putting up goose eggs in the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth innings. They trail Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 4-2. And for the top of the seventh inning, we turn things back over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
It'll be numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order here for Dakota Wesleyan to face Nolan Whittlesey, who is on in relief here for Hastings College. It was Xander Schmitz who got the start for Hastings in this ball game, but Whittlesey comes out there now as he continues to work for Hastings as we head into the seventh inning of play. Whittlesey has thrown an inning in two-thirds so far, so Xander got us in to the fourth inning before he was pulled there by head coach Steve Sponberg. So Jared Nealon, the right fielder, Austin Calhoun, the designated hitter, and Neil Nagel, the first baseman, scheduled up here for Dakota Wesleyan as they try to stretch their lead and try to salvage a split here with the Broncos in this twin bill today. First pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Jared Nealon was scoring around the bunt, pulls it back, and the pitch comes all the way back to the screen. So 1-0 the count to Jared Nealon. He's got a couple of singles, and he has flown out to right field in his three plate appearances here in game number two of the doubleheader. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes. So Whittlesey is falling behind. The big guy from Mesa, Arizona, winds and delivers. His next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, and it's three balls and no strikes. So Hastings can ill afford to fall down much further here in the latter innings of this ball game as the next pitch comes in there right down the pipe for a strike, 3-1. Hastings not a team that can really power themselves back into ball games, although they have scored some big runs here in this series with Dakota Wesleyan. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and we'll see walks him here. So a base on balls by Whittlesey. And Hastings scoring seven runs in the first ball game. We were able to score some big runs against the Mount Marty last night, in particular that second ball game. But Hastings played 7 runs in inning number 5, so those type of innings have been far and in between for the Broncos this season. Hastings is down by just 2 here. There's a bunt laid down. Willsey grabs it, looks towards second, but his throw is going to be the first base, and they got him there. So the sacrifice works with Austin Calhoun. That moves the base runner Nealon down to second base on the play. Calhoun is retired on the play from pitcher to first base, and that brings up Neil Nagel next, the first baseman. Both coaches kind of playing the old small ball here in this particular series, with the wind blowing out the center field to start the day. Then it switched around and blew out the left field. Now it's blowing out the right field, but both coaches playing the small ball. Neither one of these teams, big power hitting teams, both in the 280s as far as their team batting average is concerned. Neil Nagel comes up there next. He hits that one to the right side. It's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Picked up by Ryan Strahan out there for Hastings. He gets it back to the infield. And Neil Nagel's now got a base hit for Hastings, or rather for Dakota Wesleyan. Runners around at first and third base.
Just got word from Hastings College softball. Despite out-hitting the Doan College Tigers in game number 2, the Broncos have lost the game 4-3. Doan came with 3 runs there in the first inning of play. Then they got another one in the second. That was their 4. Hastings College trying to come back. They got 7 hits in the baseball or in the softball game, but were unable to knock off Doan, as Doan sweeps Hastings College in game number 2 by the score of 4-3.
Hastings was vying to maybe host a portion of the GPAC conference tournament next week. They were sitting in a tie for second place with Nebraska Wesleyan as they started the day, but they lose a couple of crucial games at Doan. That gives the Tigers the GPAC regular season championship. And now we got Steve Sponberg popping out of the dugout. Hastings College is now trailing 4-2 in the ball game, and Nolan Whittlesey has got to go to Wesleyan with runners on at first and third base. So we'll see what we're going to do here. I think Steve is asking for the baseball, as Hastings got all kinds of relievers warming up down in the bullpen there. We'll see what the coach elects to do. Bronco baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2014-2015 season. This might be more of a strategy conference out there. Whittlesey is going to stay out there. Really, Hastings can... It's been a, kind of their thing, splitting doubleheaders. They have had very few sweeps so far this season, and this will be a big one to sweep. Hastings can actually move into a tie for 5th place in the conference and improve their seeding for the conference tournament, but a loss will drop them back in the pack again. Just winning one, losing one doesn't usually get the job done to move up on the leaders here in this conference. Here's Cole Wennedy as he comes to the plate next. Or Dakota Wesleyan.
Yeah, along the way in these baseball seasons, yeah, I mean, you're gonna see a couple splits. But you really need to be towards the top of the conference, be picking up those sweeps on those doubleheaders, to be, especially when you get opportunities like Hastings College has had today, to really put teams away. And so far this season, they've just been unable to do that. Now, typically, it's been in the first half of the doubleheader. At least that's the way it was yesterday against Mount Marty, where the Broncos came out and had a slow start, couldn't find any offense. And we talked with Coach Sponberg. He says, I'm just going to throw their jerseys out on the dirt to make them think that they've played a little bit there in game number 1, because they have been coming out a lot stronger in game number 2. But now it's this game, been the exact opposite.
4-2 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan trying to salvage the split. We're in the seventh inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight at Duncan Field, as Whittlesey works in the stretch. The pitch can be down low for a ball. Good grab there by the catcher for Hastings. That's Grant Krause, who's now into the ball game doing the catching chores for Eric Anderson. So Krause came in and pinch hit in the last half of an inning for Hastings, and now Krause takes over the catching chores again for Hastings here in this seventh inning of play. He was behind the dish the entire game in game number 2 today. There's the next pitch by Whittlesey. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings, they score a run in the second inning of play and a run in the third. So they had a 2-0 lead. And now to go to Wesleyan, they scored the last 4. They scored 1 in the fourth and 3 more in the fifth. And now they're threatening again. They got runners on at first and third base here in the seventh inning of play. There's a called third strike and a nice pitch there by Whittlesey. That's getting Cole Venati looking there, a strikeout by Whittlesey. And that's going to bring up Chris Combs next.
Just an update on Nebraska baseball. The Huskers leading Kansas State 7-0 as they head towards the top of the sixth there tonight. And that game, again, airing on ESPN 1550 KICS.
We got the Kansas City Royals are over on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tonight. So a full smorgasbord of baseball action across the diamond tonight and across our airways of Platte River Radio. Now there's two men out here in the inning. Chris Combs will come to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one to Chris Combs. This will be a big inning to get out of. Hastings trying to wiggle out of a major jam here. Again, trying to shut the door on Dakota Wesleyan. Combs so far is one out of two from the plate today. He had a single back there in the second inning of play. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. Hastings with two runs, six hits, and no errors. Hastings right now sitting at the 500 mark as far as the record is concerned. They're sitting at 19-19 as the next pitch comes in there for a ball, 2-1 to count. It was inside from Nolan Whittlesey. Hastings sitting at 7-8 in the conference. They can inch to the 500 mark in the conference with a victory here in game number two, but it's going to take some shaking down the stretch here. Two balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch by Whittlesey. That was delivered down low for a ball. Actually, the call was a strike right at the knees. This home plate umpire is not very clear in his calls down there. It's two balls and two strikes.
His strike call is just appears to be a point towards the pitcher. It's not your typical turn right and point.
There's a ground ball to Steets at second. He picks it up, goes to first, and the inning is over. Hastings gets out of here with no damage done. Chris Combs, he grounds out to the second baseman, Jake Steets. So Dakota Wesleyan threatens with runners at first and third base, but they come up empty here in the seventh inning of play. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 4, Hastings 2.
Spring is finally here. With spring comes job interviews, graduations, and weddings. Gary Michaels Clothiers will have you feeling confident and looking your best with our professional fittings and in-house tailoring. Same-day tailoring available. Take 30% off all in-stock suits from Austin Reed, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And ladies, you have not been forgotten. We have the perfect outfit, now 20% off entire ladies' clothing. Shop now to refresh your spring wardrobe at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and Kearney. Open late Thursday, Saturday till 4.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
The inventory clearance sale is in full force now at Furniture Direct in Hastings. Save on a popular counter height table and chair set, only $3.99. Get memory foam queen sets as low as $4.99, up to 24-month no-interest financing, too. Hurry in for these prices because once they're gone, they're gone. The inventory clearance sale on now at Furniture Direct, on South Burlington behind Sonic, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Tyson, and Ronick back here at Duncan Field in Hastings as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. So time running out for the Broncos. They got to get something going here. This is a nine-inning ball game, fortunately enough. But Hastings has not scored since inning number three here tonight. Donato Santos coming up the plate for Hastings now to begin this seventh inning. We got Santos, we got McGee, and we've got Ryan Schrod coming to the plate here in the seventh. And if one of those guys get aboard, we'll see Jake Steets. So the guy is still out there for Dakota Wesleyan, his guy who started the ball game, Dustin Steckler. Steckler has pitched pretty well for Dakota Wesleyan in this baseball game here tonight. Steckler has given up the six hits, two runs, both of those earned, two base on balls, and seven strikeouts. He's went all the way here as he faces Donato Santos in the seventh inning of play. Santos hits one to left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Johnson picks it up on the hop, so a good start for the Broncos here in the seventh as Santos gets a base hit here for Hastings. And that's going to bring up Drew McGee next. McGee grounded out. That is grounded out here in this ball game. He's 0 for 3 in the contest after doing a great job in the opener today as he picked up a couple of base hits and four RBIs in that one. So Drew McGee up to the plate now. Here in the seventh inning of play with Donato Santos down here at first base. They'll hold him on with Nagel over there at first base. There's a pitch to the plate. He's going to be outside. The catcher has a tough time handling that one, but the runner's got to stay at first. Ben Ladner came out of there and dropped the ball, but he picks her back up, and Santos has got to stay put at first. Now, watch Santos. He's got some blazing speed. We'll see if head coach Steve Sponberg wants to roll the dice here. There's a swing and a miss by McGee, and the count is sitting at one ball and one strike.
After that Santos single, a couple Dakota Wesleyan Tigers head out to the bullpen for some. Looks like they're just tossing here at the moment. Don't appear to be too urgent as the pitch goes down low for ball number two. 2-1 count to Jake McGee.
6 out of 10 is what Santos has done in stealing bases this year as he inches away from the bag right now over there at first base. Count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. Now it's 2-2 as this one is fouled back to the screen. Bronco baseball will continue on Thursday here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska Wesleyan will be in town to take on Hastings. That's a 5 o'clock starting time. 4:45 will be the pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Drew McGee looking at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and 2 strikes. You would have to think that Dustin Steckler is getting at the end of his rope here. He's got the 4-2 advantage, but he's thrown a number of pitches here, particularly in the last couple of innings. There goes Santos. He stumbles as he heads towards second base, and there's a hit to right field, and Santos works himself around to third base on the play. The ball falls between three guys out there, and they just fall down after one guy fell down. That was a second baseman. With Nadi, he goes out. The right fielder comes in. That's a Neubauer, I think, is back into the ball game now. And Combs came on to center fielder, fell in between the three there. And Drew McGee gets a single. And Santos, who is going on to play, gets all the way around to third base. And I think that's going to be all she wrote because there's the head coach on his way out. And he's going to make a pitching change right here, I do believe, with Hastings College on the corners now at first and third.
So trying to see who's going to be coming into the ballgame here. But a very unusual play there for Jake McGee. It was a Texas League blooper. Santos stops at second because he wasn't sure if it was going to drop. He would have been out had it been caught by the second baseman. But the ball gets through. And then Wendell slips on the play. He tries to toss the ball over to Nieberger. And he just sort of tosses it onto the ground. So they had some trouble getting it into the field of play, which allowed Santos to come all the way over from first to third on the play. And so now the Broncos have runners on the corners with nobody out. And we do have a pitching change.
All right, a pitching change coming up here for Dakota Wesleyan. We'll take a break. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The score, Dakota Wesleyan 4, Hastings 2.
It's official. Charter Spectrum, America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice company, is now able to deliver the best business services at the best prices, period. Charter Business is now Spectrum Business. Now your business can get unbelievably fast internet speeds up to 60 megabits per second for just $39.99 a month, enabling your team to be much more productive and for less than with 6 meg AT&T DSL. Add voice for only $29.99 a month per line, and you'll have more than double the business phone features you get with the phone company. Unlimited long distance, too. Spectrum Business gives you all this with no contracts, no hidden fees, and no taxes like the other guys charge. So consider this your wake-up call. Call 855-853-0060. Get faster internet for just $39.99 a month, plus voice for $29.99 a month when bundled. Charter Business is now Spectrum Business. Call 855-853-0060 today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Steven Somerville is into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan as he's going to throw here. So, Steven Somerville, he's a sophomore from Pickering High School. The roster that they supplied to us here gives the high school, doesn't give the hometown. So somewhere there's a Pickering High School, and that's where Stephen Somerville came from. He's a big right-handed thrower here for Dakota Wesleyan.
He's appeared in 10 games. He's won one, lost two, but really needs to work on his earned run average. He comes into this ballgame with an 11.40 ERA, and the Broncos, an interesting choice that you'd bring into somebody with that kind of an ERA when you've got a team that has runners on first and third and the leading run at the plate.
All right, Ryan Schrod comes up there for Hastings. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner on the lefty. So Hastings with runners on at first and third base. We're in the seventh inning of play. This is the bottom of the seventh. This is a nine-inning ball game. Hastings with nobody out here. As a Somerville, he throws another pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up left side of the diamond across the foul line, and it gets into the seats. So a foul here for Ryan Schrod, and it's now no balls and two strikes.
15 innings pitched for Somerville. He's allowed 20 hits. He's allowed 20 runs, 19 of which were earned runs. He's walked nine batters and only struck out three.
Jake Steets is on deck here for Hastings. Here comes a fastball, and it hits the outside corner for a strike, and it strikes him out. Ryan Schrod was not happy with that one as he drops the bat in the left-hand batter's box as Somerville comes on and gets Ryan Schrod caught looking on the third strike, and that's going to bring up Jake Steets. So here we are again. Hastings needing to produce some runs. They've got the ducks set on the pond, so to speak, at first and the third base, but looking for the big base hit here to score these guys. Jake Steets comes to the plate next for Hastings. And he hits this one out toward the outfield. That's a hard hit ball out toward right, but it's going to be grabbed out there by Jared Nealon, tagging up at third base and coming in to score is going to be Donato Santos. So Steets does his job. He gets the ball out of the infield. He flies out to right field as Jared Nealon grabs that one right in front of the scoreboard out there in right field for Dakota Wesleyan. But coming in to score in the play is going to be Santos. So now it's a 4-3 ball game. The runner stays at first base. That's Drew McGee. And that's going to bring up Michael Lockerbie next. So now there's two men out in the inning. Hastings getting out hit in the contest by Dakota Wesleyan. Now 9-8. It's a 4-3 ball game. The Tigers have the lead. Lockerbie comes up there next as he takes a whack at this first one, and it's going to be fouled away.
I think for Michael Lockerbie, you know, he had his first two hits in this ballgame were two doubles. Since then, I saw him come up in his third at bat. He just seemed like he was almost a little over-aggressive trying to power that ball out to the outfield. He just needs to calm down, relax, wait for his pitch, and try to deliver another big shot here. Again, especially when you got a runner sitting on first base, any one of those hits like he had in those first two innings, that would do for the Broncos.
Lockerbie 2-for-3. He's scored a run. He's got an RBI, a couple of doubles, as you mentioned, in this baseball game here tonight. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And the count is now at 1-1 to Michael Lockerbie. He was hitless in game number one today. Struck out once, had a base on balls, grounded out once, and he struck out again. Started the day with a batting average of .348. And it goes after a low pitch there. It looks like he just tried to crush that one, and it's a swing and a miss. 1-2. Michael Lockerbie there for Hastings College. Base runner is on at first base. Lockerbie, a junior from Elizabeth, Colorado. He fouls away the next pitch back to the netting, and the count remains at 1-2. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan Thursday. Hastings will have tomorrow off. And then the Prairie Wolves and the Broncos on Thursday night will have the action here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the Pepsi pregame show at 4:45 on Thursday afternoon. Next pitch is inside and up high. The ball gets away from the catcher. Ladner back to the screen, running down to second base on the play. There's going to be Drew McGee. That's huge. So now Hastings has got a man on. The tying run is in scoring position at second base. Now a base hit. Tyson will probably score this guy from second, where before, that would probably not score a run.
Big, big miss key there for the Dakota Wesleyan pitching staff there, Somerville. As he misses high, Michael Lockerbie, opportunity to break this game open.
And there's a ball hit right to second base, fielded there, and he goes over to first. That's going to be in time. So Anadi grabs the ball right on the edge of the outfield grass. I thought that was going to have enough steam to get through there in the center field. But Cole Anadi, he grabs it at second base for the easy out as he goes over to first baseman Neil Nagel to record the out. So again, the Broncos left with a man on base here in the seventh inning of play, but they do score one as they cut the deficit in half. And we go to the eighth inning of play with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 4, Hastings 3.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will Tyson and Ronnie back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The score is now 4-3. Hastings College is trailing Dakota Wesleyan as the Tigers come to the bat here in the eighth inning of play. For Hastings, it's still going to be Nolan Whittlesey who is out there. For Dakota Wesleyan, they're going to send up numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. There's the ball hit toward right field coming on, and going back is going to be Jake Steets. Coming on was Ryan Schrod, the right fielder. Jake Steets, the second baseman, goes back to grab the ball there. Flying out to right field was Santabini, the shortstop. And now coming up there for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Hartman Katz. So a Katz coming up here and inning number 8. Katz came on in the sixth inning of play. Flew out to center field in that inning. Hartman Cast is up to the plate now. He's a right-handed hitter. There's a pitch. It's going to be a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. So Nolan Whittlesey working out there for Hastings College here in this baseball game as he came on with one man out in the fifth inning of play. He's been out there ever since. Against the starter tonight was Xander Schmidt. He went 4 3 innings. He gave up 7 hits and 4 runs, all 4 earned, 2 base on balls and no strikeouts before he was knocked out. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss. And Katz goes down as a strikeout victim here for Nolan Whittlesey, who gets his first strikeout since coming on in relief, or actually it should be his second strikeout. And now coming up there is going to be the top of the order again, and Tyler Johnson. Johnson with a base on balls. He grounded out once. He had a single. He reached on another base on ball, so he's walked twice here in this ball game, a single, and he's grounded out once. He takes the first pitch here, down low for a ball, 1-0. 2 men out here for Dakota Wesleyan in the eighth inning of play. Next pitch is a breaking pitch by Whittlesey that misses outside, 2-0 the count. And Hastings battling for a spot in the GPAC tournament next week. Hastings, as we talk right now, currently sitting in sixth place. Top 8 teams qualify for the postseason tournament, but a loss will put Hastings back in the pack. And we'll have to scramble in their final 4 ball games of the regular season, 2 on Thursday night against Nebraska Wesleyan, and then 2 on Saturday against Midland to finish things off. Here's the next pitch by Whittlesey. It's going to be down low for a ball, and the count is at 2-2. Just the way that the weather has affected things here. Hastings playing 8 games this week, so the Broncos scheduled to go with their 5th and 6th starters in their rotation against the Nebraska Wesleyan on Thursday. There's a bouncing ball right back to Whittlesey on the bound, runs it toward first base, and the inning is over. And Dakota Wesleyan goes down in order here in the eighth inning of play. Nice job there by Whittlesey, the pitcher for Hastings, knocking that ball and getting it over to the first baseman, Lockerbie, to record the out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 4, Hastings 3.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Ty Center Vronick back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Broncos got 6 outs left. You just scratch out a run here. Hastings winning the first ball game tonight, 7-4 over Dakota Wesleyan. Nick Schumann was the winning pitcher for Hastings. Schumann had a pretty good night on the mound for the Broncos in the opener. He went all 7 innings, gave up 4 runs, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, 7 hits. His 6th complete game of the year as Hastings knocked off the Tigers in the opener by a score of 7-4. Now Hastings is trailing here in the ball game 4-3 as we work into the bottom half of the 8th inning. Hastings going to have Reed Stone come up here, Nick Williams, and then Brandon Utrep. The pitcher here for Dakota Wesleyan is continuing to be Steven Sommerfeld. Sommerville, he came out of the last inning for the Tigers. 1-1 now to Reed Stone up here for Hastings College. Stone has struck out 3 times, actually twice in this ball game. Zach Peterson pinch hit for him in the last up time up there in the 5th inning. So this position, number 5, has struck out 3 times in the lineup. 2-1 right now to Reed Stone as he bats from the left hand side against the righty in Sommerville. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count is sitting at 2-2. So Hastings down by a run here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Trailing Dakota Wesleyan here in the second half of the doubleheader. Sommerville working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads right now for Dakota Wesleyan. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out again. So Reed Stone has struck out 3 times here in this ball game, and that's going to bring up Nick Williams next. So Sommerville gets his strikeout.
Broncos running out of outs here offensively to play with here. 5 outs remaining. If they want to get back into this ballgame, they trail Dakota Wesleyan by 1.
Williams has got a base hit in his 3 trips to the plate. He's been hit by a pitch and he's grounded out once. So Nick Williams up there for Hastings. Williams had 1 base hit in the opener as well. He had a double in the 4th inning of play. Sommerville again working from the stretch, fires one of the plays. It's going to be a fastball that actually hits out in front of the plate and gets away from the catcher. Ladner back to the screen. The count goes to 1-1. Just need a base runner or two here in the 8th inning of play. Sommerville working from the stretch. The next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. It hangs up there and is going to be grabbed out there by the right fielder on a nice play. Jared Nealon grabs that one on the run out in right center field. A great catch out there by Nealon. And Nick Williams is retired in the play.
One of the things there with that play, Mike, it was a difficult play for any right fielder. Jared Nealon makes that look almost effortless and easy as he reaches out there and snags extra bases away from Williams.
So that's Rob Hastings of a base hit right there. And now Brandon Utrep comes up there next. He's the shortstop. Utrep so far in the ball game with a base on balls. He grounded out once and he has struck out once.
Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter for Utrep. Just as you say that.
Braxton Art is going to come out here. He was a guy that was warming up in the bullpen a little while ago, but he's going to come up there and bat now for Hastings College. Braxton Art, we have not seen him for a while here. Art's got a batting average of 200 on the season. He is 11 out of... Let's see, he's got 11 base hits in 55 trips to the plate here this season for Hastings as the pitch comes down low. Art has got the 11 base hits, but he has nothing as far as extra base hits are concerned. No home runs and 2 RBIs. as he comes up here for Hastings College.
Fouls one back to the screen. 1-1 count. Two outs. Broncos down 4-3 to Dakota Wesleyan here in the bottom of the fourth, or bottom of the eighth, excuse me.
So Somerville again works from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be chopped toward the left side. Picked up
trouble.
By third baseman, and he bobbles the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. Arndt gets aboard here in the eighth inning. The third baseman for Dakota Wesleyan tries to bear a hand out, baby. That was Tyler Johnson. It was a high chopper out for the ground there. Johnson trying to make a play on the ball, but could not. And now Arndt's going to come out of the ball game. We're going to have a courtesy runner over here at first base. That probably would have been a tough play anyway, even if he would have fielded that ball cleanly over there at third base. But Johnson tries to bare-hand it, and he bobbles the ball, and everybody is safe out there at first. So now we've got a courtesy runner out there at first base for the Broncos. And coming up to the plate now for Hastings. Tell you what, they're coming in and out here fast. It's a Krause coming to the plate next for Hastings. Krause checked into the ball game. And then he got in there defensively as he's the catcher. Now for Hastings. Courtesy runner is at the first base as the Brandon Utrep comes back out there. So Arndt bats for him here in the eighth inning, and then they put him back in there. Going to use his wheels at first base. There's a bouncing ball toward his second. They pick it up and go to second base for one, and that's all they need here. And we're out of the inning as Grant Krause bounces out to a second base. They get the force out on Utrep at second base. So the Broncos are going to win this ball game. They're going to have to do it in the bottom of the ninth inning. We have played eight innings here at Duncan Field in Hastings. In the eighth, Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the ninth with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 4, Hastings 3.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Ty Tenervonik back here at Duncan Field as we head to inning number 9 here tonight. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings by the score of 4-3.
Over on ESPN 1550 KICS, still keeping an eye on the Nebraska baseball team as they've now hit the 7th inning stretch. The Huskers continue to roll. It's 7-1. Nebraska on top of Kansas State this evening. And again, that game is currently airing on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Got the Kansas City Royals over on KLIQ 94.5 tonight. The Royals playing the Minnesota Twins. So now we're going to have Dakota Wesleyan. They're going to throw out some pinch hitters here in this ball game. Here comes Tyler Waddle. Tyler Waddle is going to pitch or hit here in the number 2 spot for Dakota Wesleyan here in the ninth inning of play. They're looking for some insurance runs here. Waddle, he was a player in game number 1. Had a base on balls. He flew out to right field. He struck out once, and he popped one back to the second baseman. So he was 0 for 3 officially in the ball game. His batting average on the year is at .353. As he comes to bat here against Noah Whittlesey for Hastings College. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he splits his first two pitches. One ball and one strike down to Waddle. So Dakota Wesleyan has got a 4-3 lead over Hastings, trying to look for a split here against Hastings College after the Broncos won the first ball game today by a score of 7-4. Waddles takes a pitch here for his strike, and it's now 1-2. Here's the next one. It's going to be down low for a ball from Nolan Noah Whittlesey. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Nealon is scheduled up there next. He's on the on-deck circle right now, so he's probably going to come to bat here for the Tigers. The next pitch is a high fastball and a swing and a miss. Waddle goes down and strikes. That's going to be strikeout number 4 in the ball game for Noah Whittlesey since he came on, Nolan Whittlesey.
Number 27, Jared Nealon.
And that's going to bring up Jared Nealon next. Nealon, he's got a single. He's flown out to right field. He's got another single and a base on balls. He hits that one to the left side. He's going to get through there for a base hit. Stone tries to grab it. Utrep tries to save it on the left side of the diamond here, and it sneaks through there into left field, picked up by Williams. And Jared Nealon gets a board here for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to bring up Austin Calhoun next. Calhoun is the designated hitter in this ball game. He's hit one back to the first baseman. He's grounded out there. Been hit by a pitch and scored a run. He's got a single, and he's laid down a sacrifice. So Austin Calhoun comes to the plate here for Dakota Wesleyan with a man on at first base. Hastings will hold him on over there with Michael Lockerby, and the pitch comes in there from Whittlesey. That's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count, so all the focus right now is the guy at first base. Hastings can ill afford to give up one here in the top half of the ninth inning. They're trailing 4-3. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to stay out wide. It's now 2 balls and no strikes here. It's the number 4 hitter in the batting order, Austin Calhoun. Neil Nagel is the guy who's out in the on-deck circle. He would bat next here for Dakota Wesleyan. Calhoun is a left-handed hitter. Here comes the next pitch to him. That's going to be in there for a strike. That's 2 balls and 1 strike. Right down Broadway there. Nice pitch by Nolan Whittlesey. He's still behind on the count of 2 balls and 1 strike with at least one reliever. And now another man going to join him out there in the bullpen. There's a hard hit ball to right field. Schrott goes back. It's going to be over his head. It's going to roll out toward the scoreboard. A runner's going to score. Waddle is around the bag at third. Heading over to a third base on the play is Calhoun. That is a stand-up triple. Austin Calhoun, he gets a piece of that one. And that could be a big, big run there as he drives one home here in this ninth inning of play.
And you hear the Dakota Wesleyan faithful coming to their feet with a Calhoun chant there as he goes deep and over the right fielder's head. And talk about insurance runs when you're talking, when you look at the Broncos going into the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing by one. Now that adds up to 2. And then you're over there sitting on third base in scoring position for an opportunity for Nagel, who's had a great day at the plate, had 2 runs here in the or 2 hits in the second game and 3 hits in the first. And what do we have here? Another conference.
Yeah, here comes Steve Sponberg out of the Hastings College dugout. He may elect to go to somebody else here to finish off this ninth inning of play. The Broncos are now trailing here by a score of 5-3. So Austin Calhoun, he gets a piece of that one and sends it out near the new scoreboard out there in the right center field. It was chased down by Ryan Schrott, but he had no chance of grabbing that one. He had to pick it up on the roll out there. A big triple there by Austin Calhoun to drive home a run, and now it's a 5-3 ball game in favor of Dakota Wesleyan here in this ninth inning of play.
Still meeting on the mound here, deciding what you're going to do. And again, I'm thinking here, what do you want to do with Nagel? He's had such a good day at the plate. 5 hits already on the day, two in the second game, 3 back in the first game. So is it a situation where you certainly, when you're got a team within striking distance, if you're within striking distance of a team, you don't want to put him on to try to maybe force a double play ball, but look after him. You got Winade, he's got 1-for-3. Combs is 1-for-3. Sabatini is 1-for-3 on the day. But here you got a guy that's 5-for-7, so we'll see what they elect to do with him here.
They're going to pitch to him as Hastings will pull the infield in now. So the infield is basically playing in the edge of the infield grass, so any kind of a poke here, naturally, is going to get through here. With the one man out, there's the ball hit down the line at third base. That's a base hit. It's going to score a run. And now it's a 6-3 ball game. So just like that, Stone made a diving attempt at that one, but it came so fast down the line. Hastings was playing right on the edge of the infield grass. That was right down the line. They place it beautifully as Nagel gets another base hit to drive home another run here for Dakota Wesleyan as Calhoun comes home and taps the plate. That's six runs now for Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game as Nagel drives one home. And that's going to bring up Cole Winati next, the second baseman.
And you give up a little bit when you play your infielders in. You give up a little bit on the corners. And Nagel, great job of hitting there, finding the space. And again, as you mentioned, just still unable to dive at that one, grab it. Now it's all of a sudden a three-run ball game as Dakota Wesleyan has extended their lead here in the top half of the ninth.
12 base hits now for Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. They've out-hit the Broncos 12-9. Nolan Whittlesey now working. There's a ball that's going to be hit towards center. Donato Santos covering a lot of ground, and he grabs it out there in left center field. I like the way he plays center field. He just covers so much real estate out there. You think those hits are going to be in the gap? Nope, not as far as Donato is concerned.
Yeah, well, that ball came off the bat, and immediately a little bit of my heart sank. I says, oh, no, not again. Another ball in the gap, and you mentioned Santos with his wheels. He has such great coverage out there, not a lot falling when he's out patrolling center field.
Here's Chris Combs coming to the plate now. That's the second out of the inning now. There's two runs in for Dakota Wesleyan here in the top half of the ninth inning. The Tigers now out on top of Hastings by a score of 6-3. Combs, he's got a base hit here in the ballgame. That occurred back there in the second inning of play. Here comes the next pitch to him from Whittlesey. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. So Xander Schmidt getting the start. He goes the first four and a third innings. Nolan Whittlesey is trying to finish things off for Hastings here in this ninth inning, but the Broncos have fallen behind now by three runs. Here comes the next pitch by Whittlesey. It's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and one strike now to Chris Combs. Whittlesey working from the stretch, holding the runner on over there at first base is Michael Lockerbie. Combs waiting. Here comes the next pitch. A little blooper out the right field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up on a hop by Schrod. And then he mishandles the ball. It goes behind him around the bag at third. Coming around is going to be Nagel. He's going to score. And around the third base on the play is going to be Chris Combs. Now the Broncos are falling apart here in the ninth inning of play. That was a routine. Just a little blooper out the right field. Ryan Schrod should have held the guy to only one base, but it got behind him as it rolls behind him. He had to chase it down. Allows a run to score. Nagel comes all the way around from first base to score. Chris Combs ends up at third base on the play. And now it's a 7-3 ball game in favor of Dakota Wesleyan.
It looked like Schrod took his eyes off the baseball and maybe tried to see if he had a play at first. Took his eyes off the baseball. Next thing you know, it goes right underneath his glove, and then he's chasing it. That, again, you mentioned it. There should be runners on first and second right now, not home in third. A routine clear error on the right fielder Schrod there, and put the Broncos really behind the eight ball here now, down by four after a three-run ninth inning.
Probably going to be a single and an error. Yep. Chalked up on the right fielder, Ryan Schrod. Three runs are in. That's going to bring up the shortstop now for Dakota Wesleyan, Sabatini, and he hits that out to a shortstop. Utrep has got it. He goes over to first, and the inning is over, but a lot of damage done there by Dakota Wesleyan here in the top half of the ninth inning. They score a total of three runs in the inning on four base hits, one error on Hastings, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 7, Hastings College 3.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Hastings College is trailing by a score of 7-3. And Dakota Wesleyan has got another new pitcher out there. He's going to be Will Lugin as he comes on here to throw the ninth inning of play.
Will Lugin's appeared in 9 games here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. He's 1-1, lost 2. ERA sitting at 6.35. He's pitched for 17 innings, allowed 14 hits, 12 runs, all 12 earned. He's walked 17 batters but struck out 22 as he comes in here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And again, picking the Dakota Wesleyan team that picked up a lot of insurance runs there in the top of the ninth inning as they strike for 3, and now Hastings College finds themselves down by 4. He's going to need to have a really big inning to get back into this ballgame and maybe to win this ballgame here in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference between coming to bat in your final at bat, trailing by a run and needing 2 to win, and now we're trailing by 4 and needing 5 to win. Although we did score 5 runs last night in the second inning of play, so we'll see what happens here. We're going to send out 9-1 and 2 in the batting order to get things started. Donato Santos and then Drew McGee and Ryan Schrod. So if we got to the guys that can do it, this is the group that's scored a lot of runs for us.
If you're listening at home and you're thinking, oh, we're starting off with our number 9 batter, it really hasn't played out like that for the past 4 games here for the Broncos. Again, Donato Santos has found a very comfortable spot here in the Bronco lineup. This is maybe the second or third time, I think, today that he has led off from the 9 spot, and so far today has done a good job of resetting the table. I mean, that's your role. For the 7, 8, 9 hitters, you need to reset the table for the top of the lineup to do what they do best.
Santos has got a couple of base hits so far here in this ball game. That one nearly hit him from Lugin. Lugin is a right-handed thrower as he comes out there for Dakota Wesleyan. He's out of Miller Place High School, a sophomore.
Wherever Miller Place High School is.
Welcome to Miller Place. Here's the next pitch. A big swing and a miss. This guy can throw some smoke, wow. Evidently. That was a hard fastball that Santos could not get around on. As one ball and one strike now to Santos in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hastings trailing by the score of 7-3. Next pitch is going to be down low. Nope, it's in there for a strike.
Don't blink.
Wow.
Goodness gracious, he's been coming out throwing smoke.
One ball and two strikes now to Donato Santos here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Working from the stretch here, and here comes the pitch by Lugin. That ball is going to be fouled back over the screen and out of play. So it's 1-2. Coming up after the ball game, we've got our player of the game and then our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Broncos have the Wednesday off, and we're back here on Thursday for Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings beginning at 5 o'clock. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on. It's going to be fouled away. It's down in the left field side. It's going to curve over into the bullpen for Hastings College. So just a long strike here by Donato Santos. He steps back in there in the left-hand batter's box. Santos from Manitou Springs, Colorado. 5'4", 145 pounds, soaking wet. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again, back out of play. And the count is at 1-2.
That's one of those things with power pitchers like Lugin appears to be. He threw that one off speed a little bit, and you saw Santos trying to catch up with it. He was a little bit behind, in front of it, and ends up fouling it off.
1-2 the count. Here comes the next one. That's a little bit up high. That one just misses. So Santos has now got an even count of 2-2. Drew McGee, top of the order, is due up there next for Hastings. And McGee is out in the on-deck circle here. So no pinch hitter. Why would you with the night he's been having so far? Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit off of the handle of the bat down to third baseline. It's going to be in foul territory. They jam him with a fastball inside, and Santos just got a piece of that one as it goes off of the handle of the bat out toward third base, but in foul territory. So Santos stays in there with a count of 2-2. Hastings scoring a run in the second, a run in the third, and one in the seventh inning of play. Dakota Wesleyan scoring a run in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, and 3 more in the top half of the ninth inning. There's a swing and a miss, and it's
I got a foul tip on it.
Yep, foul.
Got a piece of it.
Back here to the screen. Just got a little piece of that one. I think the catcher, Ladner, was surprised he didn't have it in his glove. It's behind the plate. 2-2. Santos staying in there. Here's a high fly ball out toward center field. And coming on and making the catch is going to be Chris Combs for the first down here in the ninth inning. So Santos fouls away a plethora of pitches there. And then he flies out to center field for the first down of the inning. And now Drew McGee comes up there next.
Drew McGee.
Drew McGee, he's got a base hit so far here in this baseball game. He is one out of four. He's grounded out the other three times. Just joining us, Drew had a good ball game in the openers. He had two hits and four RBIs for Hastings College in the openers. The Broncos won 7-4. Here comes Lugin. His pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 1-0. Tell you what, if he can just get around on this fastball there, ball should sail. But it's just the simple fact of trying to get around on this guy.
Well, I think that when you look back at Santos' at-bat, fouls a couple off because he's just not able to get it timed up correctly. I thought even that line drive shot out to center field, I thought he might have been a little tad bit late to. But, yeah, if you can time this guy up and get around on one, that ball might not come back down.
Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. As two balls and one strike.
My problem was I never could time anything over 60 miles per hour.
He's far from 60.
He's a lot farther from 60, yeah.
Two balls and one strike here with one man out. Hastings in the ninth inning. There's a swing and a miss. McGee goes after a low pitch there and comes up empty. 2-2 the count. Ryan Schrod would be next for Hastings, and he's in the on-deck circle. So Schrod will bat here in the ninth inning. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Lugin. It's going to be swung on and foul tap. In foul territory.
They're into the first base dugout. Where did the Tiger go, by the way?
They had that down there in between games. Some guy had it on his shoulder when I was waiting for the starting lineup. So instead of getting the starting lineup, they were playing with their stuffed Tiger down there. Maybe he's taking a nap. There's a swing and a miss again. A high fastball, and Drew McGee goes down. Strike out there. For Lugin, he picks up his first one of the ball game, and now we're down to our final outs. Yeah, they've had this stuffed Tiger down in the first base dugout most of the night. It was anchored down at the end of the dugout.
It got cold.
Yeah, in between games, it was down in the dugout on some guy's shoulder. I haven't seen it for game two. Maybe that's the key. They got the lead, 7-3. Who's got the Tiger? Ryan Schrod comes to the plate next, and he swings and misses like the Broncos are swinging at flies out there.
Oh.
No balls and one strike. This guy here's the real deal.
I'm surprised to see his ERA is where it is at 6.35. The way that he's been pitching here against the Broncos, just going, lining them up and setting them down.
Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Hastings down to their final out here in the ninth inning of play. They're trailing by a score of 7-3. Hastings won the opener 7-4. Here comes the next pitch from Lugin. It's swung on, hit toward first, fielded there by Nagel. Goes over and touches the bag, and the ball game is over. Hastings goes down in order in the ninth inning of play, and Dakota Wesleyan gets a split here, an all-important split. And now these two teams are still tied in the conference standings as we got four games remaining now. As Dakota Wesleyan picks up a win in the nightcap tonight over Hastings College. Final score, it was Dakota Wesleyan 7, Hastings College 3. Back with a recap after this.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom designed building. Astro buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
1230 KHAS.
So Dakota Wesleyan picks up a win in the nightcap here tonight over Hastings College. The final score of 7-3. Westland scoring 7 runs on 13 base hits. No errors in the ball game. Hastings College had 3 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. Xander Schmidt was the starting pitcher for Hastings here tonight. He goes 4 1/3 innings. He gives up 7 hits, 4 runs, all 4 earned, 2 base on balls, no strikeouts. He's going to be hit with a loss here in the ball game here tonight. Nolan Whittlesey came on and threw 4 2/3 innings. He goes with 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 of those earned, 3 base on balls, and 3 strikeouts. So Xander Schmidt going to be hit with a loss in the baseball game here tonight. As Xander drops to 2 wins and 3 losses on the season. Drew McGee with a base hit here in the nightcap. Ryan Schrod had 2. Micah Lockerbie had 2 base hits and an RBI. Also, Donato Santos with 2 base hits and Nick Williams with 1. But Hastings College comes up short 7-3 in the baseball game here tonight. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up in the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
Today's Hastings College Baseball broadcast has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Don't go away. We have the player of the game and the coach's postgame show coming up next on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at Duncan Field again, Hastings College. They split with Dakota Wesleyan here tonight. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 7-4. They will lose the nightcap by a score of 7-3. As we get ready for the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, game number one here tonight, it was Drew McGee who came up with a couple of big hits. He had 4 RBIs in that ball game. The only guy to reach multiple hits in that first ball game. In the second contest here tonight, we had Ryan Schrod with a couple of base hits. Michael Lockerbie, 2 hits and an RBI. Donato Santos had a couple of base hits in the ball game. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Again, in the first ball game, it was Drew McGee who came up with 2 base hits and 4 RBIs in the contest for Hastings College. Michael Lockerbie was the hitting star in the second ball game as he had a couple of base hits and 1 RBI for Hastings. Broncos with a split here in this one. They win the first ball game. They lose the second one as Hastings will drop to 19-20 now in the season. They are 7-9. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So our players of the game tonight going to be Michael Lockerbie and also Drew McGee as Hastings splits with Dakota Wesleyan here tonight. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's postgame show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
The
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now it's back out to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College with a split here tonight with Dakota Wesleyan winning the first ball game, losing the second one. As Hastings assistant coach Blake Marquardt is going to join us on the post game show. And, Coach, kind of a same situation as last night. Maybe not so happy with a split because we need more than just a split here tonight. A second ball game that we had all the chances in the world to win.
Yeah, we definitely had plenty of chances to win both games tonight, and unfortunately, I almost felt like Dakota Wesleyan wanted that second game a little bit more than we did. And we, you know, we had some opportunities. They gave us opportunities, and we fell short on the second game there.
Well, what happened there in that second game? Because it looks like you guys get off to a pretty good start. You grab an early lead. Xander appears to be getting into a rhythm, getting really comfortable there in the early part, and then Dakota Wesleyan comes up with that big inning in there. I believe it was in the fourth or fifth inning there, and really kind of took the game from that point forward.
Well, I mean, they came up with several hits in a row there, and that's, as anybody knows, I mean, hitting can be very contagious, and they found situationally they got a hit or two in a row, and then it kind of just tacked on a few runs from there.
Talking about game number one in particular, some of the things that worked well for your team, Jake McGee, of course, has a good day at the plate, four RBIs, but for Schumann, we talked with Coach in the pregame show. We needed to get quality innings out of our starters today, and Schumann to be able to go the distance was a big plus for you guys.
Oh, yeah, Schumann's definitely a big plus for us in general. He's been a great pitcher for us all year, and then we needed him to go all the way, just like you had said, and he did exactly what we needed in the first game, and that's exactly why we won.
When we're looking at the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings here, are you getting that feel inside the locker room that the players are feeling like, even though we've got still a regular season, that these four games left on the regular season are going to be pretty much playoff games for you guys?
They are playoff games. You know, I think there's, you know, the last couple seeds are still open and everybody's fighting to get in, and splitting games right now is not going to get us in. So we need to find a way to sweep here in the next day or two, or at least win three of the four some way, and I think we'll have a good chance of making it in.
Do we start pressing now? We've got to know we've got to win games. We get to the ninth inning tonight and we make kind of some bonehead plays out on the field and we were trailing. And that gives them a couple of runs, and we ended up losing that second ball game.
I think we've been stressing actually for a few games here now. I think the guys feel a little bit of pressure, and that's something that we probably need to get away from, is putting so much pressure on them so they can play a little bit more relaxed. Because we definitely are a team that plays a lot better when we're relaxed than putting more stress on ourselves than we need to.
Yeah, when they put those runs on the board in the ninth inning, three runs, it's a whole lot difference from going to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning trailing by one rather than the four runs that we saw here tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, your whole game plan, you know, as a coach changes, you know, even the players as well, their approach to the plate changes, and unfortunately we gave up that big inning and, you know, everything changed from there.
What'd you see out of Xander on the mound tonight?
Oh, Xander, you know, he's been battling through some injuries this year, and, you know, we expected to kind of get six or seven innings out of him, and we thought we could. He fell a little short tonight. You know, he threw well. He really did throw well for us, and that's kind of where he's been, but usually we extend him a little bit longer, and unfortunately, you know, we had to go to the next guy earlier.
We don't see Kamon. What'd you see out of him?
Oh, he's, you know, exactly what you saw tonight. You know, he's a good pitcher. He has, you know, a good physique on the mound. He keeps his, you know, stature, you know, he keeps his poise up there very well, and, you know, he throws well. Unfortunately, it's the last inning that we all kind of fell apart as a team. It wasn't one individual.
Did we stress the bullpen here tonight by getting in there with Whittlesey, and we still got to four games to play this week?
We do. I mean, Whittlesey was definitely an option. I think we'll still have, you know, Xander only threw about 70 pitches, so he's definitely an option to still, you know, use him as a bullpen in the next day or maybe even Saturdays. We go up to Midland then, you know, we're going to have to go to our fifth and sixth guy for starting on Thursday.
As far as Thursday is concerned, you look at Nebraska Wesleyan. What would you just tell the guys in preparation for Thursday's game?
Well, I mean, in preparation, we're just going to have to go through our daily routine. But on top of that, we got to, I mean, find a way to put a little bit of pressure on ourselves, because obviously these games are huge for us, but at the same moment, we have to play a little bit more relaxed. So
it'll be Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan on Thursday. They're going to have plenty to play for, too. We got a log jam down here. Concordia, Hastings, Midland, Dakota Wesleyan all sitting at 7-9 in conference play. And you got Dort and Nebraska Wesleyan just a game out at 6-10. We're all battling for the final couple of spots in the GPAC tournament here. I've never seen that kind of a conference race that we've got so far. These teams are tight, and it's going to go right down to probably the final day on Saturday.
It will. I really think you're right. It's going to go right down to the final day, like you said. I mean, I've been here for 7 years now, and usually one or two teams kind of run away with the conference, and there's some bottom teams, but this year everybody is tight in the pack, and it's fun. It's it's fun to see every team battle, and it seems like all the teams this year are a little bit better than than normal. So it's been fun this year to see teams come out like this.
You've just been telling the guys to you just mind your own, keep your own business on the field. You pick up the wins, and we'll be fine. And I'm sure not a lot of scoreboard watching going on in the dugout.
No, we try to stay away from the score, but our biggest thing is we've got to trust ourselves, and we have to trust our teammates, and try to do what we can do and not try to do too much. And that's unfortunately where we put a little bit too much pressure on ourselves, is not trusting our teammates.
Now with a day off tomorrow in preparation for Thursday, what do you guys do now? You've played a ton of baseball here this week. Do we go at it as a regular practice tomorrow, or what do you guys do now on this off day?
Well, we'll probably stick to a pretty typical pregame day before a game. So, we'll come out and hit. We'll definitely field it a little bit, but it won't be an extended practice by any means, because we've obviously been on the field the last few days. So we'll keep it light for the kids, and then we'll have a little fun with it and hopefully come out on Thursday and take two.
Okay, we'll see you on Thursday. Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach for Hastings College, as the Broncos split with Dakota Wesleyan here tonight. Still in a log jam down here as the four teams continue to battle for the final two spots in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
So Hastings College with a split here tonight with Dakota Wesleyan. They fall to 19-20 on the season, 7-9. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, they'll get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Thursday. Airtime will be at 4:45 with the Pepsi pregame show. 5 o'clock for the first pitch. It'll be another all-important series for Hastings as they continue their drive to the GPAC tournament that gets underway next week. We're not in yet. We're not out yet. Nothing has really been settled as Hastings splitting four games here to begin the week. Splitting a two with Mount Marty last night. Splitting two with Dakota Wesleyan tonight, as we get set for the Prairie Wolves on Thursday.
That is certainly a big opportunity for the Broncos if they were able to pick up two games. And I think that's just kind of been the Achilles heel, that inability to pick up any sweeps here in the GPAC season. If they can get two on their rival, the Prairie Wolves, here on Thursday, of course, really that would take a burden off the Broncos heading into Saturday's contest. But like you said, it's certainly been fun to watch. I don't remember in what the 7 years I've been out here covering Hastings College baseball to see a race quite this tight from all the way from second until 10th place in the conference, and certainly nothing yet decided in the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball season. Four games to go. It's going to be an exciting ride to the finish, and can't wait to follow along with y'all as the Broncos continue their postseason push.
All right, again, Thursday we'll be back out here at Duncan beginning at 4:45, Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. That'll wrap up our coverage here tonight from Duncan Field. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 7-4, dropping the nightcap by a score of 7-3 for Tyson Irvonik. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS. Bronco baseball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.